We are live at Farmington, and we are ready for some football. Farmington won the toss but deferred, and Kirkwood got it off. And their first play from scrimmage, a little throw out to the right side. And that's going to be caught out on the right side by the receiver over there. I'm going to get a number here real quick, but looks like he's already picked up 9 yards, so it'll come up second and one. Glenn Berry along with Zach Pipkin as we get set for football here on this Saturday afternoon. We'll get you your starting lineups coming up here in just a moment, but Kirkwood moving fast. Quarterback Cooper Owens stands in the shotgun formation. He's got three wide receivers to his left and an offensive lineman moved. That means we got a chance to give you some starting lineups, and they are brought to you by here on this Saturday afternoon. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carson Boulevard in Farmington.
And that quarterback, it'll be Cooper Owens. The running back will be Colin Griffin. You'll have four wide receivers in Jameer Sloan, Jacob Eberhart, Travis George Jr., and Bodie Mansfield. Mekhi Mansfield will come in at tight end at times as well. On the line, you have Will Bokerman, Jack Wolf, Justin Tankerowan, Joseph Biava, and Jordan Cranston.
Three wide receivers out to the left again as Cooper Owens, the quarterback, stands in the shotgun formation. Now a receiver in motion to the right. They go to him on the right side. It's a short pass, and it just a little short to Jacob Eberhart. He couldn't hang on to it, and it'll bring up third down.
Yeah, the defense was crashing in on that far side, and we'll get you a look at the Farmington defensive starters. Joey Bales, Anderson Tischer, and Chamberlain Tischer will be your defensive line. Four linebackers, Josh McCarthy, Porter Herman, Caleb Leesk, and Bryce Busenbark, and then your defensive backs, Owen Barron, Hudson Buchanan, Kendall Wright, and Jackson Tinsley.
Colin Griffin is in the backfield. He's the lone back out there. Three wide receivers to the left, four. The fourth went over to wide to the right. And now the number one receiver, Sloan, comes out even further. He'll make the catch at the 40. He'll pick up the first down. He is down the sidelines. He may go. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. The 5, touchdown, Kirkwood. That did not take long. 59 yards. Let's give it 60-yard touchdown. And Kirkwood is on the board, 6-0, on a little pass out to the flat. It's caught and ran the distance into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, and that was Jameer Sloan. He had both catches on that drive and just wasn't able. Hudson Buchanan was the man in coverage and just gave him too much of a gap and wasn't able to make up that room. Kendall Wright almost tracked him down at about the 15-yard line, dove for it, and just wasn't able to get there. And Kirkwood's going to line up for two.
All right, they've got Owens as the quarterback. Turn around, hand it off to the back, coming through the middle, and he is tackled there. It looks like number 55 for the Farmington.
22, DeMarcus Tatum with the carry.
As DeMarcus Tatum took the carry, but the PAT or the 2-point is no good, and Kirkwood has it 6-0. So 6-0 Kirkwood. Now they're going to say, was that a touchdown? That was not a touchdown. They're saying that he caught him where he stepped out of bounds at the 5.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
That was a first and goal situation. I'm sitting here looking at the crowd, thinking that we're up 7 or 6-0 already, but not yet. Here is a handoff again to Tatum. He'll walk it into the end zone for a touchdown. So it took a little bit extra time, but DeMarcus Tatum runs it in from 5 yards. And Kirkwood is on the board, 6-0.
Yeah, and that one big chunk play, that's what Brent Nickley said before the game, they could not afford to have. It was just a big chunk play down that far sideline that really set them up nicely. And then they did a nice job to really kind of force Tatum to punch it in a couple times. But now Farmington's going to have to try to find an answer here on their next possession.
Well, we didn't quite see what was going on as the point after attempt is up. And it looks like it is good. It's 7-0 Kirkwood. And we'll try to sort things out just a bit and get back here. 7-0 Kirkwood on top of Farmington after one possession. We take a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Your local Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is proud to support our area local sports and wants to wish the Farmingtonites the best of luck this high school sports season. Do your best, play your heart out, and leave everything on the playing field. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
this is Brent Eckley, head football coach of the Farmington Knights, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
All right, we got everything straightened out here. So what happens is, on that long catch by Sloan, he gets knocked out of bounds at the 5, and once he goes out of bounds, they mark the ball at the 5. That's where we thought maybe that was the two-point conversion getting set up for Kirkwood, but instead it was first and goal at the 5. They punch it in 2 plays later. Now a little onside kick on the other side, picked up by Farmington, knocked out of bounds. I think Farmington's going to retain possession on that one, as Kirkwood came very close to picking up that onside kick and having the ball at the 45.
Yeah, and Kirkwood's just taking advantage of Hudson Buchanan and just was, he leaped for it, just wasn't able to reel it in, and luckily was able to go out of bounds as Kirkwood had a couple guys dive for it. And they just pushed it out of bounds before they were able to get full possession. And we'll get you the Farmington starting lineups after this opening play.
Farmington comes out. Looks like the lone person in the backfield is the quarterback. Now a offside coming up, or did Farmington jump?
It should be a defensive encroachment. And with that, we'll get you the Farmington starting lineups, brought to you by American Family Insurance. Across the line, it's Isaac Owens, Scott Fripp, or Aaron Canterbury, Connor Farrell, and looking for a number here, Jackson Boyd on your line. And then your quarterback, Tatum Tinsley. Coy Fripp will be your running back. Isaac Fripp, Walker Lout, and Nolan Blankenship and Corbin Phillips are your different receivers.
Quarterback Heber goes up the middle for a couple of yards, but it's snuffed out pretty quickly on that 1st and 5. But it will bring up a 2nd and about 3 for Farmington, as they're on the Kirkwood side of the field now at the 47.
Well, they're going to actually mark it at the 46. I think the official is a little confused, so mark it as a gain of 3 on that play for Tinsley on the initial run.
Now the pitch out to the right side, running around the outside, actually keeping the ball himself is the quarterback, Tinsley, and he'll take it out to about the 40, and he should have enough for a Farmington first down.
That was Hudson Buchanan on the pitch on this near side, and that'll be a pickup of 4 on that play.
All right, so the Knights have the ball, 1st and 10. Ball at the 42-yard line of Kirkwood. Tinsley, the quarterback, drops back, throws it out to the left side. It's caught out there, sneaking upfield and down to about the 30-yard line for the Farmington Knights. And that will be number 40. That is Wallace, or Walker Lout, actually.
Yeah, Lout's played a massive part in this on this team since week 1, and he will play a little bit of wide receiver, a little bit of running back as well.
2nd 1st down of the drive for Farmington. Here is a fake, and now a handoff to the left side. It's going around the outside left and down to the 20-yard line. Running hard on that one is Walker Lout again. Stop by number 2, Akeem. It looks like he may have picked up enough for another 1st down.
Yep, and first trip through the red zone for the Knights, and they are going quickly here, not giving Kirkwood a chance to get set up, and we're going to get a timeout on the field. I believe we have a injured Pioneer down on that far side.
Yep, that's exactly what we have. We have a timeout on the field as one of the Pioneers laying down on the field. That is number 51, Peter Scheidt. He is a defensive lineman, 5'11", 200 pounds, a junior. And he is setting up, so that's good news. But right now he is not in a lot of comfort. Let's take a little timeout ourselves. 7-0 Kirkwood on top of Farmington, but the Knights are driving on the Kirkwood 20 as you listen to High School Football on KFMO.
Farmington High School is proud of their athletes for their hard work and dedication this season. Each player strives to embody the district's core values of excellence, integrity, and purpose. The Farmington School District encourages all of their students to continue the pursuit of these ideals in every aspect of their lives, both now and in their future. The faculty and staff wish the Knights football team good luck in the state championship. Go Knights!
Farmington with the ball. Now they drop back, pass over the cop in the middle, and touchdown. Ball thrown right to Corbin Phillips, who was wide open. A lot of motion in the backfield for Farmington. They pitched it like they were going to pitch it out to the right. Then they swung it back left, a little trickery on the Farmington part, and that left the wide receiver wide open for the touchdown, and he is into the end zone. And here comes the point after attempt to tie this one up.
Yeah, a lot of window dressing, a lot of trickeration out of that timeout, and Phillips was able to just kind of break off that his side there on the front line, and was just able to get into the end zone and a nice easy pitch and catch, and Farmington misses the it hit the upright and it went through.
Extra point is good, but barely, as it hit the right upright and bounced, but it stayed on the other side of the uprights and fell through for the extra point. So a creative extra point, some creative play calling by Brent Eckley and the Farmington Knights, after giving up a touchdown on their first defensive drive, I guess you could say, have come back and tied this one up 7-7. We're at 7 apiece. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Kirkwood will have the ball right here on KFMO.
Neighbors helping neighbors. That's the Belgrade State Bankway. From Belgrade to Caledonia, Potosi to Deloge, and also in Farmington. They're more than just a bank. They're your financial family. Need a friendly face? Walk in or drive up to any of their six locations. Craving community? Grab a cup at Wise Grounds Coffee Shop right inside the Farmington branch. Belgrade State Bank, your local personalized banking experience. Because at Belgrade State Bank, you're not just an account number, you're home.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here at Farmington, Kirkwood will have the ball, and they'll have it as they mark the little onside kick, rolls about just a few feet across the 50-yard line. They're going to mark it almost right on the 50, so we're going to call it at the 50, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Kirkwood Pioneers. I know they're kind of playing some games back and forth with these onside kicks, but you don't really want to give, I think, either one of these teams great field position, and Kirkwood is back at it again with the ball on the 50.
Absolutely, and they're going to have a short field to work with here, and definitely an explosive offense as we've seen on that first drive.
Owens back by himself, all alone, fires it downfield. Wide open downfield is the receiver. He cuts to the left. He goes on to the 10, to 5, and touchdown. One play, and Bodie Mansfield has a touchdown from the 50-yard line, and Kirkwood is back on top.
Yeah, and that time, he was just, there was no pressure on Owens to get down the field, and Mansfield basically just kind of waited for that ball to come to him, and then he only had one man to beat, and it was a two-on-one on Jackson Tinsley, the safety back there. He was able to just kind of use his fellow receiver as a pick. It was just able to find that near corner of the end zone, and we may have a slugfest already on our hands, partner.
We might have one. 13-6 is the score right now. And now setting up for the extra point. Signals back across to the sideline. I don't know what they're looking for. Ball, they're looking for one more, two more players out there because they don't have enough. As the play clock gets down to 3, 2, 1, player in motion, and that's going to cause a flag. So Kirkwood a little bit confused on what they needed out on the field. And because of that, two players run out there at the last minute. The last one couldn't make it to the lineup by the time the clock expired, the play clock. So he tried to turn around and hang a left and get off the field. And you can't do that.
Yeah, we'll see. Kirkwood back it up 5 yards.
So the kick will actually come from the 15 after the 50-yard touchdown pass to Bodie Mansfield.
Joey Evans is the kicker for Kirkwood. We'll see him handle the punting duties if that happens today.
Bad snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. Nice play that time by the holder, Sam Savage, but we got a flag on the field.
We do have a flag on that far sideline. It looks like it may be going against Kirkwood as it happened right at the snap, so it'll be an illegal procedure penalty, so we'll back it up another 5 yards.
Wow. Well, and you never know what's going to happen here. I mean, this is obviously a good kicking game for Kirkwood. But on that last snap, as I was telling you, Sam Savage, the quarterback, backup quarterback, caught it behind him and put it down just in time to get the kick off. So these extra points could be very vital here this afternoon, as both teams have come out and showed offensively they can put points on the board.
And the wind, if you're listening to us, it is favoring them going from right to left on your radio dial. So that'll be something to keep in mind as well as once we flip the field.
Here's the snap. The ball is behind him again, and this time it is blocked. Farmington will block this one, and that may be a play we call later on about being play of the game. But the PAT blocked by Farmington. That makes the score 13-6. Kirkwood still on top. We're going to take a timeout. Kirkwood leads this one 13-6 over the Farmington Knights. The Knights get the ball coming up next. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they've got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Hi, this is Will Compton, former North County Raider, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Will Compton, the FanDuel, I guess you could say, spokesperson now. You see him a lot of ads on FanDuel's network. Here's the kickoff for Kirkwood, and this time it is a deep kickoff. It's going to go over into the end zone and out, and so Farmington will take over on the touchback. You know, we never really got – did we get all the lineups in here today?
We did not get Kirkwood's defensive starter, so we can go ahead and do that before this drive gets started. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Quinn Milliken, Peter Scheidt, Danton Berry, and Will Bokerman are your defensive line. Two linebackers, Randall Richardson and Hunter Burkus, and they're going to rotate six different defensive backs in: Jacob Eberhardt, Makai Wallace, Saron Stimmage, Anthony Harris, Frank Luckett, and Akeem Earl. And those are your defensive starters today for Kirkwood as we get ready to get this drive going.
This has been such a hectic first quarter of this game. Ball on the 20-yard line now for Farmington with 8:53 and counting on the clock. Here's a pitch out to the left side. Moving it out to about the 29-yard line is Tatum Tinsley, and he'll take it out to the 25.
Well, they're going to mark him all the way out at the 30.
Wow.
So that should be a full 10 yards and a first down. I thought he was down about 2 yards shy. The official kind of got caught up in the play and gave him an extra couple yards, so free first down for Farmington.
Farmington is moving the ball on offense all day here today. They scored on their first possession. Kirkwood has scored on their first two possessions. Difference in the two scores is that the second one, the extra point, was blocked. This time, it's taking it straight up the gut is Hudson Buchanan. And Buchanan will pick up a few yards. Bring up second and five, the ball at the 35-yard line now.
And Farmington being a little bit more deliberate on this drive than we saw on the previous drive. We may see that kind of change as the chunk plays get bigger and bigger for Farmington.
Again in the backfield, two backs. They hand it off left side. No, they fake the handoff to Lout, but they keep it with Tinsley. He'll run it up the gut, and he's knocked down at about the 37.5. They may mark him at the 38. Shy of the first down, still be third down in about two.
Yeah, and Tatum Tinsley not afraid to call his own number, not afraid to put his shoulder down and make a play for himself. But first third down here we're going to see in this ball game, and it's going to come for Farmington in a big spot trying to answer back against Kirkwood.
Well, in this battle that could wind up whoever has the ball last could win this game. An important third down here. Here's a pass out in the flat. Caught out in the flat that time. And that is Josh McCarthy. And he'll make the first down as he gets out of bounds up at about the 48-yard line.
And Josh McCarthy, we're going to say his name a lot on defense. He does such an amazing job covering side to side from his linebacker position for Farmington. But he is a weapon on offense as well. He moves a lot bigger or a lot faster than his size would expect. And that was just a nice, easy pitch and catch and sure hand grab by McCarthy to give his team another first down.
And a good job by Tatum Tinsley to get that pass exactly where he needed to put it. Put it on the outside so nobody else could get it in case McCarthy didn't. Here's the snap back to Tinsley. He calls his own number again. Takes it up to about the 50-yard line, and he'll bowl his way ahead to about the 49 of Kirkwood. 13-7 is our score. Hectic first quarter. A lot of different things happening and happening quickly. Had a touchdown that wasn't. Had an extra point blocked after two penalties on the two prior attempts.
Had an extra point doinked through. It'd be good.
So it's been an interesting game so far. Here is a turn and a handoff to McCarthy on the sweep. He goes around the left side. He's got some room. He'll take it down to the 29-yard line and another Farmington, first down.
Yeah, and that time they just gave McCarthy too much room on that far side, give him a gain of 20, and get his team set up again once around just outside the red zone. Actually, a gain of 21 on that play as they mark him down at the 28.
Back in the backfield, the only back right back there right now is Hudson Buchanan, as Tinsley will take it, and he'll take it himself, move to the right side, and he's pulled down at about the 27-yard line. So a pickup of maybe a yard, maybe two at the most. It'll bring up second down.
Yeah, that was a nice tackle there by Gabe Turner. Tinsley, not an easy guy to bring down. Kind of a bigger body back there as at quarterback. He did a nice job to come in from behind and wrap him up and not allow anything to happen there.
Second down and 9. 6:05 and counting to go. Feels like we're already in the second quarter, but it's first. Here's Tinsley. Sweep around the left side. He is caught at about the 26 and hauled down and pushed out of bounds. But they're going to say his forward progress was stopped. And the clock continues to run. It'll bring up third down and probably about 8.
Yeah, no gain on that play. So Tinsley just really could not find a way to get upfield. Had to keep bouncing it outside, and Kirkwood did a nice job containing side to side on that play, making Farmington play toward that short side of the field, but still probably going to be going for it on fourth down here. So you got about 2 plays. Need to probably gain about 4 or 5 on this play to make yourself feel a little bit better about a fourth down conversion.
Here's Tatum Tinsley in the backfield. Buchanan over to his right. Now in motion, they fake the handoff, and they fake it again. Now a little pass over the top, and it's over the head and incomplete. You had Walker Lout, maybe a step on his defender, but not quite open. Tinsley could not put it on his hands.
Yeah, and Lout just never could find that ball. It was right up over his head and just wasn't able to figure out where it was. And he had an opportunity to maybe reach out and grab it, but now to bring up fourth and long and the first real crucial play of this ball game.
Yeah, this could be a big play for Farmington. They've scored on their first possession. Kirkwood has scored on their first 2 possessions. Does Farmington continue? It's 4th down and 9. Ball at the 27-yard line. Tinsley lone in the backfield. He'll back up and look for a receiver downfield. He's got one. It's up. It is caught. Was that caught? They're going to call it. Say it was a catch. And it was a touchdown. Unbelievable. Josh McCarthy with a one-handed, left-handed catch. And he caught it with a defender all over him in the end zone. And they're going to say he got his feet down. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. And on a 4th down play, what a play for the Farmington Knights. And a chance to take the lead with the extra point.
Yeah, that was a pure chance play. Just a jump ball and hope that your man could get it. And McCarthy was able to reel it in. It bounced right off his forearm. And he was able to haul that sucker in. And now we're going to get a good extra point. Farmington takes the lead.
Farmington gets the extra point. They take the lead. It is 14-13 now. But Kirkwood gets the ball when we come back with 5:07 left to go. We're still in the first quarter, folks. 14-13. Farmington on top of Kirkwood. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Tee off at the perfect time at the Sandtrap Indoor Golf Club in Park Hills. Swing into flavor with delicious appetizers, hearty entrees, and mouth-watering pizzas. It's not just golf, it's a culinary experience. The ultimate hangout spot to kick back, relax, and enjoy a refreshing drink. Elevate your indoor golfing and dining experience only at the Sandtrap. Book your tee time now and savor the taste of victory on and off the green. The Sandtrap in Park Hills, where great swings and great food collide.
Hi, this is A.J. Ofadale, head coach of the Festus Tigers, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
What a game we've had so far. Both teams have scored on their 2 possessions so far in this one, and Farmington gets set to kick this one off. A little pooch kick over the top. It's going to be fielded by Kirkwood at the 20, coming back at the 25, out to the 30, cutting it out to the right side of the 35, taking it out to about the 39-yard line, and the Kirkwood Pioneers will start at their own 39.
That was a nice return there by Jordan Henry, the deep man in that formation, trying to basically just kind of read where that ball was going to kind of bounce to him, and then he made a couple of moves and was able to give himself and his team a nice starting field position once again.
Let's go back to that play again on the touchdown. 28-yard touchdown pass to Josh McCarthy from Tatum Tinsley. 4th down situation and 9. The ball was thrown out there, a jump ball. McCarthy had a guy on him. So much so that you could have possibly called pass interference. Probably not, but here's a handoff now to Kirkwood on the left side as coming around the outside corner is number 26, Colin Griffin, the running back, and he'll pick up a couple of yards, bring up second down. But McCarthy had that guy all over his right arm, and he reached up with his left arm alone and made the catch. And that's what was so amazing about that catch. And I think everybody was just wanting to make sure he held on to it, that he didn't bobble it and drop it on the ground. And he did, and Farmington has the touchdown. Now a snap back and a little pass over the sideline. It's caught out there by the ever-dangerous Jameer Sloan. And Sloan will take it down for a first down. Getting it down to about the Farmington 46.
Be a pickup of 11 there. And Sloan has three of Owens' completions today.
Cooper Owens, the quarterback, hands it off to the back coming through, and that again is Colin Griffin. And Colin Griffin will pick up maybe a yard or two. They're going to give him about a yard and a half, so he'll be down to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second down. Let's call it a short nine.
And Griffin comes into the ballgame as a leading rusher for Kirkwood with only 473 yards, so not necessarily a team that runs the ball a whole lot.
Here's a pass out into the flat on the right side. It's caught out there, and now getting away from the defender is the wide receiver for Kirkwood. He falls down inside the 20-yard line, and Sam Savage, the backup quarterback, comes in and makes the catch on the opposite side. No, that was Travis Shores, Jr.
Stop on number 12.
Travis Shores, Jr., first time we've called his name today. He makes the catch on the right side. He almost broke it as he got around the Farmington defender, but he fell down inside the 20 at about the 15, 16-yard line. So first down and 10 for Kirkwood at Farmington 16. Lone back in the backfield. Goes in motion. Now he'll switch sides with Owens. They'll hand it off. No, they'll keep it. And Owens is thrown down. No, he's still on his feet, but now he is tackled for a loss in the backfield. And one of the Farmington players gives him an extra shove. And the Kirkwood crowd is screaming.
Yeah, that was definitely a little extracurricular. It'll be a loss of 7 on that play as they'll mark him down at the 25. But that was Porter Herman coming in there and really kind of creating the chaos back there. And he was the first one to get his hands on Owens.
I think the first one, you could probably say, okay, what the heck was that? Because it looked like he came in and gave him an extra shove as he was on the ground. The second one might have been a little bit of embellishment, but neither one was called. Now, here's Owens throwing it out into the flat. He's got Sloan again. It's out there to the wide receiver, taking it down to about the 15-yard line, I believe. They're going to mark it down inside the 20.
All the way down to the 13. So pickup of 12 on that play to Sloan.
Get down there in those corners like that. It's kind of hard to tell where they're going out of bounds at the marker because of all the players. And Kirkwood's got a little tent set up there on the sidelines.
First third down today for Kirkwood.
Kirkwood with a third and 6, the ball on the 13. It's this four down territory. They swing it out to the right. It's caught at the 10, into the 5, headed to the end zone, and tackled at the 1-yard line. And it's taken down there by number 12. Is that Makai Mansfield?
That is Makai Mansfield. We had Bodie Mansfield earlier in this ballgame, so a pickup of 11, and they're going to mark him down at the 2. So first and goal for Kirkwood once again.
Well, I tell you what, they've got so many players, so many folks that they can run in there. It's hard to keep up with all the players they put out there. We do know that Owens is still in at quarterback. Cooper Owens will take the snap. They'll turn around and hand it off. Nope, the first back through. Yes, he'll push it into the end zone. Touchdown.
No, they're going to mark him short.
Now the guy on the opposite side called it a touchdown, and I don't know what the guys inside did, so they're going to mark it short. Wow. That's crazy. Guy on the far side threw his arms up. Now they turn around and hand it off. And this time into the end zone is Colin Griffin for the touchdown.
It was a matter of time, but it just made him go an extra about 6 inches to put that ball across the end zone line there.
Well, you always see the players throw their arms up, and they're like, yeah, touchdown. And you know they're going to do it. But on the far side, the official over there had his arms in the air. And then I think he tried to sneak his left or his right arm down to kind of say, here's where we're marking the ball. So False alarm, but they do get in on the next play. Colin Griffin, a one-yard run, and Kirkwood is back on top, 19-14. Now, do they go for two or do they kick the extra point? I believe they're going to go for two.
They're going to go for two, try to get back up seven in this ballgame, try to keep pace with Farmington.
They send Griffin out. Now they leave Cooper Owens back in the backfield, and he throws it across the middle for a two-point conversion to Travis Shores Jr. And we are at 21-14, Kirkwood on top of Farmington. So the Pioneers lead the Knights 21-14. We're going to take a timeout. We've got 1:20 to go still in the first quarter. What a game we've got going on here from Farmington on AM 1240 KFMO.
Hi, this is Trent Quiava, owner of Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress. Right now we are paying your sales tax, so come on in and shop our vast selection. We always offer free delivery and setup along with 0% financing options. Let us help you find that perfect piece with our design center. No matter what style or budget you have, we have something for everyone. Shop us on Facebook or our website, cornerstonefurnituremattress.com. We will turn your house into a home at Cornerstone Furniture Mattress, located in Park Hills.
Hi, this is Russ Schmidt, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Kickoff is fielded right inside the end zone by the Farmington Knights. Back up the middle. Now finding a hole. Now getting tackled from behind and fumbling the ball. Did Kirkwood get it back or does Farmington have it back? Kirkwood says they...
Farmington Building Supply on Karst Boulevard in Farmington is there to help with everything you need for your next project. Rick and his team are knowledgeable and experienced and are there to help, whether you're a professional contractor or the do-it-yourselfer. Farmington Building Supply, locally owned since 1958, offers you their number one priority, service. Find all the supplies you're looking for along with information and experience you need to finish your project from start to finish at Farmington Building Supply on Karst Boulevard in Farmington.
First and 10 now at the 36. While you were away, while the power decided to kick off on us, Farmington had a kickoff return, and Judge Aubuchon brought it out to about the 35-yard line, but he coughed it up, and Kirkwood has it back. Here is Owens turning and throwing it out to Shores. He'll catch the ball at about the 30-yard line and take it down inside the 30, but they're going to mark his forward progress, I do believe, about the 30 to 31-yard line.
Yeah, they'll put it right at the 30 as the sun's now starting to peek out. That's the first pass play, or the shortest pass play of the day for Kirkwood so far. And it was Bryce Busenbark, the first one to get to him, and just wasn't able to wrap him up. And the cavalry finally came and kind of helped clear things out. And now Kirkwood with prime field position once again to try to go up with two scores.
And I'll tell you what, it looked like Farmington was going to have some great field position, and that fumble, the first turnover of the game, has made this thing different. Now here's a throw out to the left side to Sloan. He takes it down inside the 25. And he is forced out of bounds. Let's see where they mark this one. It looks like it's going to be closer to the 20-yard line. And it'll be a first down.
Yeah, so almost a pickup of a 10 out there. And it's not necessarily deep shots that's really getting this Kirkwood offense going. It's just quick passes to the side. And they're going to mark him down at the 21, so pickup of 9. It's just hard to cover whenever the pass is out so fast. You're not able to get a rush back there to really disrupt Owens.
Here's Owens now with a pass over the top to Sloan. It's into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Sloan really didn't have much room out there, but he tried to get it to him on the outside. And it falls incomplete, out of bounds. So it'll bring up third down now for Kirkwood.
And not a good sign if you're a Farmington fan. There's a lot of hands on hips already. And we're still in the quarter.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y, experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Back here at Farmington, you hear the cowbells ringing, you hear the fans going crazy while we lose power up here in the broadcast booth. We apologize for that, but that's going across the board, everybody losing power here. And Kirkwood has just put another touchdown on the board, a 20-yard touchdown run after the catch from Jordan Henry. So Owens to Henry for 20 yards. It's 27-14 now Kirkwood as they go for the extra point.
Yeah, we talked about this pregame. There's just so many athletes for Farmington to try to cover, trying to find a way to get this through. And just it's almost unstoppable. It's the way this offense runs. Everything is out so quickly, and it's hard to cover side to side against everybody.
And the PAT is good. So a 20-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Henry ends in a touchdown, and it ends in a extra point and makes the score 28-14. Kirkwood now up by two scores. We're going to take a timeout, see if we have some issues here power-wise. See, we don't have any lights right now, but we do have the radio station, which is good. We'll take a timeout when we come back. More of high school football. Kirkwood leads Farmington 28-14 on KFMO.
I'm David Burke, new president and CEO of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. You may know me through high school sports or as your physical therapist. I have a deep history in the Farmington community and with Ozarks Federal. My father served as CFO and president. I was appointed to the Ozarks Federal Focus Board in 2006, then asked to join the board of directors, and was chairman of the board for 9 years. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the Homeowners Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Will Compton, former North County Raider, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
After a touchdown pass to Cooper Henry, or from Cooper Owens to Jordan Henry, Kirkwood's up 28-14. Farmington gets the ball back. Looks like they're going to mark it down at the 20-yard line. And the Knights, I think, need a score here. I know there's only about, 16 seconds left in this quarter, but I think the Knights have found out that this game is going to be a game where they have to just keep up with Kirkwood. If they can match them score for score, last man standing kind of a thing. And right now the Knights need to put together some offense.
Yeah, they've been able to move the ball pretty well, but they got to be able to hang on to the football.
And speaking of moving the ball, they give it off in the backfield to number 20, and that is Hudson Buchanan. And Buchanan runs it up the middle and picks up about 6 yards, it looks like. And that'll end the first quarter. First quarter has come to an end. 28-14, Kirkwood on top of Farmington. You're listening to High School Sports on AM 1240 KFMO. Back here at Farmington, where the Knights have the ball, we'll be switching into the field right now, setting things up for Farmington on the 26-yard line. Almost, well, let's call it the 27-yard line for the Knights as they head it back the opposite way after switching ends of the field at the end of that first quarter. What a crazy first quarter that was, with Farmington, you know, matching them point for point, actually having the 14-13 lead early on after the missed extra point from Kirkwood. But that turnover could turn out to be one of the biggest plays of the game.
Absolutely. And Farmington, they really need to try to keep this a one-score ball game. They will get the ball after the halftime break, but you've still got to be in a position where you can try to capitalize on that.
Here's Farmington with the ball, flagged down in the backfield. They'll pitch it out to the right side, and a lot of room to run, taking it out to the 44-yard line. And first time we've called the name of Isaac Fripp, But there is a flag on the field. Who is it on? I think it's on Farmington.
Yeah, flag came out right as the ball was snapped, and they're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage, it looks like. So it went from about 2nd and 3. It's going to go all the way back to 2nd and 8. They should mark the ball right at the 22-yard line, I believe.
Yep, they put it down at about the 22-yard line, and after a nice gain that time by Isaac Fripp, Farmington is now looking at, as you said, probably a 2nd down and 8. Let's see what they can do here with the ball now spotted on their own 22-yard line. Little jumping on the opposite side from Kirkwood. Flag is thrown. Let's see if they got across that line too quick. Yep, offsides against the Pioneers.
Well, the problem was that three of them were crossing the line. I think if one of them may have jumped, they may have given them a chance to get back. But whenever you have three different guys cross the line, nobody made contact with the Farmington line, but that was going to make things difficult as the sun's really starting to peak out. Farmington going into the sun. And it is important for our listeners to know that the power is out across the whole press box right now. So we are still able to broadcast to you, but definitely going to have to keep an eye, pay attention to that, and we'll keep you updated if there's any changes.
Maybe we could use solar power as the snap goes straight to Tatum Tinsley. He's got some room. He'll run it out to about the 40-yard line, and he is tackled out there at the 40-yard line by number 14, Frank Luckett. But looks like he's got a first down, and they'll move the chains.
Yeah, and that's the first time Tinsley's had a really nice hole to kind of run through off that left tackle and just did a nice job to get up through that gap. He's not the fleetest of foot, but he's going to put his shoulder down and try to keep going. And Kirkwood did a nice job to tackle him before he was able to break the big one off.
Tatum Tinsley in the backfield. Lone running back back there with him. Now he'll keep the ball again, take it up the middle. He runs into a lineman from Kirkwood, and that's the wrong lineman to run into. I've been looking at him for a couple of plays now. DeAnton Berry, 62. He is, check this out, he's a junior, 6'4", 330 pounds. And Tatum Tinsley just ran into him, and he came to a complete stop. But he did pick up about 3 yards, 2nd and 7 for Farmington. Now here's Tinsley again with a pitch out to the right side. It's caught out on the right side. Finally brought down at about the 20 or the 46-yard line. And was that Walker Lout?
It was Walker Lout on the backfield on that pitch and catch. And bring up 3rd and manageable here as they're going to have to get to about the, we're going to have to get to the Kirkwood 49-yard line. So got about 4 yards to gain.
3rd and 4. Here is, again, the Farmington Knights looking to the sidelines for the call. The sun is out. Tatum Tinsley kind of looking into the sun right now as he takes the snap, drops back, throws a pass across the middle, wide open, it's caught at the 5, the 10, 5, touchdown! Another long touchdown to Josh McCarthy. Unbelievable! Every time you feel like you got this Farmington Knight team back down, they pick up a play like that, and a big touchdown for the Knights gets them back on the board. It's 28-20 with the extra point coming.
And that was just a simple go route. He just beat his man on coverage out on that outside, and once he got past him, he had about a 3-yard cushion on everybody else, and Tinsley with a nicely thrown ball over the middle, and McCarthy wasn't going to be stopped, and that's his second score of the day. He's already got 80 yards of touchdown passes.
Truman with the extra point is up, and it is good. So it's a 28-21 game now as the Farmington Knights, when they kind of look like they were moving the ball, kind of doing some things, they get stopped, and then they get a big play again from number 4, Josh McCarthy. He's got 2 touchdown catches today, and the Farmington Knights are back in this one, 28-21. We take a timeout. You're listening to High School Sports on AM 1240 KFMO.
Your local Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is proud to support our area local sports and wants to wish the Farmington Knights the best of luck this high school sports season. Do your best, play your heart out, and leave everything on the playing field. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
This is Steve Williams, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240, KFMO.
28-21, 9:52 to go in the first half. What a ball game we have had so far here at Farmington, where the Knights trail it by 7, and Kirkwood has the ball. A little onside kick there, trying to get the ball back for the Knights, but almost doesn't count, as the Knights came close to getting it, but didn't, and it'll be Kirkwood taking over on their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, it took a nice big Farmington hop. Just the gunner on that far sideline wasn't quite able to get down there and corral it before it went out of bounds. So Kirkwood going to have a really nice starting field position once again.
Cooper Owens in the backfield. He's the quarterback. He'll turn, hand it off to the first back through. Big hole on the left side, on the right side. Now moving up the 30, or the 40, 35, down to the 30. He's over to the 35, 20. 25, 10, 5. Touchdown. Looking for the call. Is he out of bounds or is he in? He's in. Touchdown, Kirkwood. 54 yards on the run by number 26, Colin Griffin.
And he had a whole pack of Knights chasing after him, but just nobody could quite get to him. And he had a couple of receivers out there able to throw some blocks with their body, just unable to get by him. And Griffin did a nice job to get to the end zone. Almost stepped out of bounds right before the pylon. But another big answer there for Kirkwood, as this has already turned into a track meet. We're not even 15 minutes of game time into this ball game, and we've got 35 points on the board for Kirkwood.
Here's the snap back, ball up, kick is up and good, and it is the 35th point. 35-21, Kirkwood comes right back with a 54-yard touchdown run from Colin Griffin. And, man, this Kirkwood team is exciting, electric. They've got some athletes, and they're going to be hard for Farmington to contain. We'll see if they can do that when we come back. Farmington will have the ball. 35-21, Kirkwood on top of Farmington in the first half on KFMO.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Hi, this is Brent Eckley, head football coach of the Farmington Knights, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here at Farmington Field, Hale Memorial Stadium, across from the Walker Johns Memorial Press Box. And a kickoff for the Kirkwood Pioneers. It's kicked deep. It hits at the 1 and rolls into the end zone. And Farmington will take over at their own 20-yard line. That timeout, by the way, as we get things set up here for the next possession for Kirkwood. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagraw, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Stefan on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. We'll be talking about our upcoming broadcast schedule coming up here in just a bit, courtesy of McDonald's, with locations throughout the Parkland. And our Mineral Area Overhead Door Out-of-Town Scoreboard. Zach is working on some scores right now on that one. We will tell you that Mizzou is losing right now at Oklahoma 17-6. Here is Farmington. Tatum Tinsley keeping the ball, taking it up the middle. He'll pick up some good yardage there out to about the 27-yard line. Pickup of about 7. It'll make second down and 3.
And we do have an update. Our one local coverage team, Festus, is playing at Sullivan. They scored with 41 seconds left to go in that first half. So Festus with a 7-0 lead over Sullivan. And we'll have some other scores from local teams that maybe are just a little outside the coverage area, along with updates on the different brackets throughout the state.
Tatum Tinsley takes the snap, hands it off to the back. Now he's hitting the backfield, but he gets away. Still trying to get away, but finally brought down by that Kirkwood defense. And that time, it was just too much for Hudson Buchanan as he tried to get through, but Kirkwood just wouldn't let him go.
Yeah, you hate to have a negative play there. That's actually the first negative play Farmington has had today. Kirkwood was able to just kind of knife through that offensive line, and now going to need to get another third and manageable here, try to get this drive going once again.
35-21, Lights going on and off here in the press box, but so far we are still on the air. So hopefully we'll stay with you. Here is Tatum Tinsley throwing it out into the flat. It's caught out there, but the defense hits. Now a fumble picked up by Kirkwood. Are they going to call it down? Yeah. They're going to say he was down on the ground or maybe call it an incomplete pass, but Kirkwood thought they had another touchdown on a fumble. So it stays with the Farmington Knights, but that will be not enough for a first down, and they will be punting for the first time, I believe, in this game.
Yeah, and that was a pass completed to Walker Lout. And it will be interesting, as Tatum Tinsley is the punter for this team, so do not be surprised if they try to go for it. They caught Cape Central off guard last week. I don't think Kirkwood's taking no chances. They've set nobody back. They're trying to cover everybody over on that far sideline.
Kirkwood scrambling around as Tatum Tinsley will finally kick it and kick it deep, and there's nobody back there. So this will help things for the Knights as the ball rolls down to the 15, to the 14, and that's where it dies, and it is touched there by the Knights. So Farmington doing a little bit of trickery, trying to get the Kirkwood ball club to pay attention. They get the kickoff. They get down to the 15-yard line, and Kirkwood will take over there, leading by two scores, 35-21. 7:38 to go in the first half. Kirkwood on top. This is high school football on KFMO.
The dry grocery industry is essential and growing, and so is Gilster Mary Lee. As a private label grocery manufacturer, Gilster Mary Lee has a fleet of over 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans and are currently hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. The loads are round-trip, so drivers are home every week. If you are ready for a career with a company that's been in business for over a century, contact Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Back to live action. You've got Kirkwood with the ball. A little pass out into the flat to Jacob Eberhardt, and he'll take it out to about the 18-yard line. Pick up of three or four there. Let's see what they give him. Clock running at 7:20 and counting. Second and six, so four-yard gain on that play to Eberhardt. And Kirkwood's gone to a lot of their passes here in this first half. We kind of thought maybe they would be mixing it up quite a bit, but as Jeremy Macklin said, whatever is working is what we'll do. And here's another little short pass out into the flat. It's incomplete. A lot of players jumping around looking at the ball, but that time I don't think the receiver, who was Jacob Eberhardt again, I don't think he knew it was coming. He looked up and there it was.
Yeah, and Eberhardt's one of their bigger threats. He's a big body and just unable to reel that one in. It'll make it third and still manageable being about third and six. This is the first real opportunity Farmington has to get a stop and get off the field on defense.
Yeah, and it could get, if they could keep him on this end of the field, could get better field position as well. Snap goes back to Owens. He'll throw it out again to Eberhardt. It's caught out at the 21-yard line. Are they going to give him enough? Everybody is on the Kirkwood side yelling that I've completely lost the yard markers down there, and I don't know where they are. And they're going to call it a first down.
He needed six. He got exactly six as the, like you mentioned, the chain gang kind of had to take evasive action down there as the play was going right to him. And that was Eberhardt basically just camping out right where he needed to get, right at the sticks. And that's an easy pitch and catch, and Kirkwood with another first down.
And I think the guy on this end here actually had it leaning forward a little bit even before the play, so it kind of got lost in that tent down there. First down for Kirkwood. Handoff goes up the middle. There to make the stop are the Farmington Knights. Stops that at about the 25-yard line. Not much of a gain, if any. It'll bring up second down.
And we mentioned we would give you some interesting scores throughout the day. How about this? Jackson, the foe of Farmington in the SEMO North Conference, they are up on the CBC Cadets 31-7 at the end of the first quarter. So you thought we had a major track meet going on. CBC is getting it taken to them right now by the Indians.
At Jackson Ball Club, very good. Here's a ball. The snap gets away from Owens. Now he'll pick it up and he'll throw it downfield. It's caught. And with the catch down there is Bodie Mansfield. And that was a busted play that looked like Farmington could even come out with the ball. But instead, as Owens just went back and picked up that fumbled snap, he rolled out to his right, threw it out to Bodie Mansfield, who was open in the flat, and he picks up another first down.
Yeah, and I think that's just a poor, basically, assignment. Basically, just losing track of what happened, trying to go for that football. And Mansfield just kind of got lost in the shuffle there and was able to find a soft spot and just make a nice catch and kneel right down at the, they're going to mark it at the 42.
42-yard line for Kirkwood. This drive started at their own 15. They turn, they fake the handoff, and now the quarterback Owens will keep it himself. Take it out to about the 44.5-yard line. And it'll bring up second down. I was talking to a friend online here this afternoon. I won't mention her name, but she said her loyalties were torn today. She is a graduate of the Farmington High School. And her daughter goes to Farmington High School. But the reason she is torn, her daughter is dating the quarterback for Kirkwood.
Wow. What a connection there.
So we'll have to wait and see. I'll throw out a hint. One of her other daughters plays for the Mineral Area College volleyball team. So now a timeout's going to be called. I think it's going to be from Kirkwood. They want to talk things over. We'll take a timeout as well. 35-21, Kirkwood on top of Farmington in the first half. 5:05 to go in this first half. You're listening to high school football on KFMO.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
This is Steve Williams, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240, KFMO.
Steve Williams, one of the best interviews in high school football, moving on. Headed back to Cape Girardeau next year. Not going to be coaching football at Fredericktown. That's a big loss for them. Here is Owens dropping back, fakes the handoff. Now he's going deep down the field. He's got a man, but down there covering with him is Bryce Busenbark, and Bryce had a beat on that one defensively, as we saw Jacob Eberhard again trying to pull in the long pass.
Yeah, and that play was there, and Owens had a lot of time. The rush was starting to kind of close in around him, but he was able to get that throwaway and just wasn't able to put it on the money for Eberhard, and now to bring up third and long.
Third down and 7. Ball on the 45-yard line of Kirkwood. They lead it by 2 scores, 35-21. Man in motion to the left. Here is Owens dropping back. He's hit, fumbles the ball, and Farmington's got it. Farmington's got it. Big time play in that time by number 53, Chamberlain Tischer. Or as he likes to be called, Chambo Badambo. He knocks the ball out of his play, out of his hands of the quarterback. Owens, and Farmington has a big turnover, and that could be a big play of the game as well.
Absolutely, and that was Caleb Lease coming off of that far sideline. He pounded Owens, and like you mentioned, Tischer did a nice job to get back and dive on that football. And now Farmington with great field position starting at the Kirkwood 32.
Here is the Farmington Knights in business now as Tatum Tinsley takes it, walks around the right side. He's got some room. He'll take it down the sideline. He's down to the 10, the 5. Did he get in? They're going to say he was knocked out of bounds at about the 3. Quarterback keeper for Tatum Tinsley, and he gets around the outside down to the 3-yard line. And it's first and goal for Farmington.
And some of the Kirkwood fans wanting a hold on the wide receivers out on that side. And they may have had an argument, but the officials have been letting a play so far in that regard. And so Tinsley did a nice job to scurry down that sideline. And now going to have an opportunity to punch it in real quick and get another answer.
Well, a turnover on the offensive side for Kirkwood has set Farmington up. Now here's Tatum Tinsley going up the gut into the end zone. Touchdown, Tatum Tinsley. A 3-yard touchdown run for the quarterback. Farmington right back into this one.
And it's amazing what happens whenever you can force a turnover. And that's what Jeremy Macklin said before in the pregame interview. We have to hang on to the football. And that time they just weren't able to do that. Now Farmington, they've made it a one-score ball game once again and got a little bit of life back now on their side.
And you think about it, too, as you talked about earlier in the game, Farmington gets the ball back first in that second half. So if they can keep it within that one score, they may wind up, you know, flipping things around. Here's the extra point. It's up, and it is good by Caden Truman. So the Knights have drawn within 7, 35-28. We still have 4:43 to go here in this first half as you listen to high school football, playoff football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
One, two, three. school football isn't just a game. It's a tradition that brings our community together. And McDonald's is proud to be a part of that tradition, supporting our local schools, athletes, and families right here in the Parkland. Be sure to join us on KFMO every Friday night for the Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's. From the kickoff to the final whistle, McDonald's is here for the hometown fans. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Can't seem to find the house you're really looking for? Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we would like to help make your dream house a reality. New Era Bank offers construction loans that make it easy to build the house you want to fit your needs. Many of our loan officers have 15 or more years' experience and can make sure you get just the right loan for your needs. Visit our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call any of our branches and ask to speak with a loan officer. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Steve Williams, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240, KFMO.
Pooch kick for the Farmington Knights, fielded at the 30-yard line, working it to the opposite side, and now taking it out to about the 42-yard line is Frank Luggett, wide receiver, defensive back. And they're going to pull it out to the... I'm looking where they're going to mark it. 41, four, about the 42-yard line. That's where Kirkwood will take over.
And well, we actually have a flag on that return. It's a block in the back against Kirkwood.
Wow. These officials here this afternoon have not been very animated. The early play where it looked like it was a touchdown, the guy who said he was out of bounds, that we couldn't even see him from this angle, and I don't know that he was waving his arms or anything else, and all of a sudden it's set up, and that was kind of confusing. We've seen that a couple of times here today. The official that called a touchdown on a ball that was stopped at about the 6-yard line. And they make mistakes. I understand that. But sometimes it's hard for us to see what they're doing. And as you said, that flag came on the far side of the field, which will move them back to the 26-yard line. By the way, that last timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagraw as the ball is handed off to Kirkwood up the middle and going for the middle of the field. Still on his feet is Colin Griffin, and Colin Griffin is taking it all the way down to the Farmington 24-yard line as he just would not come down. But now he is down on the field.
Yeah, and he may have gotten rolled up on that tackle as he was basically drugged down from behind. He had to kind of basically pull a swim move out of a couple of tackles, and then he was finally brought down as the rest of the Farmington defense was able to finally catch up. But he is able to jog off the field.
I think he might have got a little bit of his breath knocked out of him or something, but he just rolled over on the field, and he gets up and walks off, and Kirkwood is back in business again at the 25-yard line of the Farmington Knights. And, you know, you heard it from Coach Brent Eckley in the pregame. Big chunk plays. We've got to stop them. Well, right now they haven't stopped hardly any of them.
No, and that was a pickup of 51 on that play. Get them set. They flipped the field, basically, already down at the Farmington 25.
Kirkwood with the ball at the 25, hands it off to the left side. And that is over on the left side, hanging it out to the 10, down to the 13-yard line. First time we've heard DeMarcus Tatum, other than the little short touchdown run early. He hasn't been in the game for a while, but now he runs it down to about the 9-yard line, first and goal down there for Kirkwood.
Yeah, that was a heck of a Derrick Henry-like stiff arm. He's even wearing number 22 out on that far sideline, and he was able to push a night man to the turf and then get upfield, and now Kirkwood at the 10-yard line, first and goal.
First and goal at the 10. Tatum still in the backfield. He is 225 pounds. That's a hard guy to bring down, and they'll hand it off to him, and he will walk it right into the end zone. Wow! DeMarcus Tatum, a 10-yard touchdown run, and Kirkwood says, oh yeah, you score, we will too. And back they come. It's 41-28, extra point coming.
Yeah, that was just two plays and two runs. And as soon as you think you have this Kirkwood offense figured out that, hey, we're going to pass it. No, they're going to run it. If they're going to run it, they're going to pass it. And just unable to really kind of figure in what they're going to be able to do. And Farmington, I think, is just kind of at a loss for words and just a track meet here to start this ball game.
Extra point. Snap back, ball down, kick up. It is good. And that'll make it a 42-28 game as Farmington and Kirkwood piling the points up here this afternoon. We are yet to get to the halftime. 4 minutes left in this first half, and this has been a heck of a game. for both teams. But right now, Farmington finds themselves two touchdowns down. 42-28, Kirkwood on top of Farmington. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Farmington High School is proud of their athletes for their hard work and dedication this season. Each player strives to embody the district's core values of excellence, integrity, and purpose. The Farmington School District encourages all of their students to continue the pursuit of these ideals in every aspect of their lives, both now and in their future. The faculty and staff wish the Knights football team good luck in the state championship. Go Knights!
Hi, this is Bill Saharsky, head coach of Hillsboro Hawks, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here at Farmington, where the Knights come down, get a big turnover, get the score, and on the kickoff, it bounces up and over and into the end zone for a touchback. Knights get that big fumble recovery and get a score, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, they're right back into this thing. And two plays later, Kirkwood's back into their end zone and back up again by two scores, 42-28.
Yeah, it's just deflating, and I think a lot of it is just the pace of this ball game. Neither team is really, you know, being very deliberate. They're up on the ball, they're going quickly, and there's just no real predictability to any of this ball game. We've had a lot of runs, we've had a lot of long passes, a lot of chunk plays. It's just been up and down the field, and nobody's really able to make a defensive stand.
Tatum Tinsley will pitch it out right side. It's caught out there beyond the line of scrimmage by Hudson Buchanan, and he'll take it out to about the 26-yard line, so a pickup of almost 6 yards. He's second down at about four.
Yeah, and Farmington, I think if they were trying to maybe hang on to this ball and try to limit another Kirkwood opportunity to score before half, you got basically the four-minute drill. You've heard of the two-minute drill. We've got a four-minute drill here right now as you're trying to burn some clock and still get up and down the field.
Here is Tatum Tinsley keeping the ball this time himself and taking it back out to the 25-26. He is knocked down, or actually knocked back and pushed out of bounds. Let's see where they say his forward progress is going to be marked at. He's going to lose some yardage back to about the 21-and-a-half yard line. I didn't need that one if you're Farmington.
No, but we've definitely seen them have the ability to overcome negative yardage and long downs, but you definitely need to get a positive play here if you're even considering going for it on fourth down deep in your own territory, but you got to try to find an answer.
Third down and nine, Tinsley, the lone person in the backfield. He's got wide receivers out to his left and right. He's waiting for the snap. He'll get it. He'll look. He fakes the throw. Now, in the backfield, he lets it go. As he lets it go, as he's being pulled down, and it'll be an incomplete pass. The official pointing, I think the Kirkwood team wanted an intentional grounding, but I think the official is pointing at a player saying he was in the vicinity, so it'll bring up fourth down either way.
Yeah, and that was Randall Richardson, the linebacker. He's actually the leading tackler on this Kirkwood ball team, coming in with almost 90 tackles on the season, and he basically gave Tinsley no time to have that play develop, and now we'll see Farmington most likely punt it away, as it is Tinsley the punter.
Tinsley will take it, snap it, he'll punt it. And again, Kirkwood with nobody back watches the ball roll down to about the 25-yard line. And there it is stopped by Lout, who will down the ball. And Kirkwood will take over at their own 25 with 3:38 to go in this one, or 3:38 to go in this half. Feels like we've been here for a while, but we're just now getting to the end of the first half. It is Kirkwood on top, 42-28, High School Football on KFMO.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Little pitch to Travis Shores Jr. He'll take it around the right side, move it out beyond the 30 to the 40, and now out to the 48-yard line. And that's where they'll mark it, almost the 49. First down for Kirkwood as they start off with a pitch to the wide receiver coming across the lane in the backfield. And now with Colin Griffin back there in the backfield, along with Owens, the quarterback, he'll take the snap and hand it off to Griffin. Griffin works to the left side. Now he finds a hole. Now he's out to the outside. They trip him up. A flag comes in. He's going to go down at about the 40-yard line, which would be a first down, but let's see what the flag is.
It looks like it may be a holding against Kirkwood on that outside as it came from the far sideline official, and that's exactly where it is. Exactly what it is, I should say.
That is going to back it up a little bit. You might have heard a few Kirkwood fans hollering, where's our holding? They thought Farmington had held a couple of times on some big plays from the Knights. This time, as they back it out all the way back to the 44-yard line of Kirkwood, the hold is going to be called on Kirkwood.
So it was actually 5 yards downfield, so make it first and 15. So not unreasonable and maybe probably not a drive killer if you're Kirkwood.
Colin Griffin in the backfield. One-on-one coverage out here on this side. Let's see what Owens does. They pitch it back. They go to the left side, and he was trying to find Jameer Sloan, and Sloan was not open. But over here on the near side, you had Jacob Eberhardt, and he was going against a one-on-one man-on-man defense.
Yeah, and I think that play was designed to get it to Sloan out there, and he's had a lot of success today so far with that play. Just was a little bit more well-scouted that time and just wasn't able to put the ball in a position where his man could get it.
Colin Griffin checks out of the ball game. Checking into the game is Makai Mansfield, going with a three wide receiver set on the right side. Owens in the shotgun takes the snap. He rolls out to his right. Now he throws on the run. It's caught by Eberhardt, and he'll make it out to almost the first down line. As Jacob Eberhardt this time will take it out to about the 43-yard line of Farmington. Brings up third down and about two.
Yeah, it'll be a pickup of 13 and make it third and short there. And Farmington's still trying to figure out what their defensive scheme's going to be like as Kirkwood was going up on the ball quick.
And you've got Colin Griffin back in the backfield again as Owens now looks to the sideline. Play clock at 14 and counting down to 10. Owens sends a man in motion. Wide receivers to the left and right. Now he'll back up, look for some help. He almost gets pulled down in the backfield. Now a play, throws it over the top, trying to get it to Sloan, as Jameer Sloan broke open for a moment, but Owens just could not quite get it to him, and that will bring up fourth down.
Well, actually, there's another penalty on that far sideline against Kirkwood. I believe it's an illegal motion, or they're going to call it just an illegal procedure against Kirkwood. So we'll see if Farmington decides to back him up, and I believe Brent Eckley's saying, yeah, go ahead and tack on the 5 yards. You probably would expect Kirkwood to go for it kind of in no man's land at the Farmington 43 with it being getting ready to be fourth and two.
Well, you know, you talked about the fact that if Farmington could have taken that last drive they had, used up the 4 minutes that they had, scored, got within one, then they'd have the ball coming back out of the locker room, and it would be like flipping the score around to where you have an opportunity to possibly tie it up. But now Kirkwood has the ball, and they have a chance to keep it all the way up until the end of this one, as 1:57 left to go in this first half. And Owens will take the snap out of the shotgun. One back in the backfield, and he'll throw it out to Eberhardt. He'll make the catch right at the marker. Is it a first down? I believe it's going to be a first down. And that will set Kirkwood up with 1:53 left to go with a first and 10 at the Farmington 40.
Yep, and that was the same play we saw earlier in the ball game with Eberhardt, just basically kind of finding the stick and then kind of just setting and basically planting himself right near that sideline. It's really difficult to try to defend him at his size, especially whenever he wants to box his defender out.
Here is the pitch now to the running back on the left side. That is Griffin again, and he'll take it out to about the 38-yard line, and he's tackled there by the Farmington Knights.
Brought down by number four, Josh McCarthy.
Josh McCarthy making the tackle over there. McCarthy's had a big day offensively as well. As Farmington Knight, yeah, you look at them and their offense, they've put up 28 points in this game so far. Trouble is, they just can't seem to stop Kirkwood in the big play.
No, the only time they've gotten a stop was a forced fumble. Kirkwood has yet to punt in this ball game.
Again, fans yelling one-on-one on this end. As Owens drops back and throws it out to the side, trying to make a little bit of a run out there. was Sloan. And did we get a flag on the opposite side?
Yeah, we should have defensive holding as Sloan was able to break through, but not without his jersey being pulled. And the flag is down at about the 21-yard line, so it should be, well, they're actually going to call pass interference.
Okay.
So it should be a 15-yard penalty against the Knights.
All the Kirkwood fans who are right in front of us on this side, on the near side, the old press box is where most of the press sets right now. And Kirkwood fans were yelling for a hold or a pass interference down there somewhere, and they got it. And it'll bring up a first down at the Farmington 24. Again, 1:14 to go in this one in the first half.
And sometimes you don't mind that as a coach. You take the penalty and limit it to 15 yards rather than allowing possible catch. And that could have been a touchdown if Sloan got behind everybody. And now Kirkwood set up just outside the red zone once again.
Here's Kirkwood giving the ball off now to Griffin. Griffin will run it up the middle, run it down the left side, run it into the end zone for a touchdown. And Colin Griffin has another touchdown for this Kirkwood ball club. And they are just unstoppable here this afternoon.
And we talked about it in the pregame show. This today may be defense optional, but I don't think anybody expected this kind of offensive explosion as Farmington just unable to get any kind of stop. They've been able to keep trading scores with Kirkwood for the most part, but, man, there's no real one glaring weakness. It's just been yards after contact for everybody and just gaps all over the field.
Here is a snap back, ball down, kick is up for the extra point, and it looks like it is good. And that will make it 49-28 with Kirkwood on top. 1:08 left to go here in this first half. I tell you what, like you said, we expected the opportunity to have a high-scoring game here today, but right now Farmington is just not able to stop this Kirkwood offense except for the fumble recovery down here on their side of the field, and that's been a big problem for this Farmington Knight team. We take a timeout. When we come back, Farmington's got some work to do. 49-28, they trail Kirkwood. 1:08 left to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they have you covered. Can't go to them? No worry. Their mobile unit comes to you. Plus, enhance privacy and style with their expert window tinting services. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, choose Curtis Auto Glass Center. Your clear vision starts with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills. Call now to schedule your appointment and experience the difference.
Hi, this is Bill Saharsky, head coach of Hillsborough Hawks, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Ball is kicked off. It rolls down the field, rolls out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. Farmington will get the ball first down at 10. And you talked about the fact that Farmington has not been able to stop this Kirkwood offense at all, except for the fumble recovery, which turned into a Farmington touchdown. And I would like to see, if I'm the Farmington Knights, some sort of points on the board before they get out of here. But you know, only 1:08 left to go here in this first half.
Yeah, and this Kirkwood defense has shown that you're able to get yards against them. And usually those yards result in points, but you're going to have to try to string together some plays here with only 1 minute to get down the field. You do have 2 timeouts, I believe, to get your way down the field. And with the kickoff out of bounds, it should give you a little shorter field.
Here's Tatum Tinsley as he takes it out beyond the 45, but he's hit hard there by number 6. That is Hunter Burkus. He'll hold him up, and the rest of the defense comes in and pulls him down at the 46. Clock is still running. 54 seconds to go. Ball on the 36-yard line, rather, of the Farmington Knights. Tatum Tinsley, the only back in the backfield. Wide receivers to the left. 2 go in motion, and 1 makes a move. And the official didn't see it, but the coaches did and yelled at the official, and he did see it after that. And there's going to be an illegal motion called on Farmington.
Yeah, you had both tight ends go in motion at the same time across the field. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty, and that's definitely not what you want to see if you're a Farmington fan, as that'll move the ball back to the 31-yard line. And now you're going to probably be looking at taking some shots. I'm surprised they went with a run play on first down. I think they were trying to catch Kirkwood off guard, but I don't think it's any secret now. I think if you're serious about trying to get points here, you're going to have to try to start taking some shots downfield.
Tatum Tinsley will be in the shotgun. He'll roll out to his right. He's looking downfield. Nobody open yet, but he throws it down into single coverage, but really not open downfield. Was number 20, Hudson Buchanan. And that one was just lucky it wasn't picked off.
And I believe we have defensive holding now on Kirkwood.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that I did not see that as the ball was thrown downfield, and Eberhardt almost high-pointed that ball and was able to snag it and bring it down. So it should be a penalty against Kirkwood. We'll see if that should get marked off from the line of scrimmage. So that'll wipe an incompletion off the board for Tatum Tinsley and his stat-keeping purposes. Move the ball all the way up to the Knight 41-yard line. Make it second and four.
Second down and four for the Farmington Knights. Running some new people out onto the field. 36 seconds left to go in this one. Kirkwood trying to make a stop, keeping the Knights off the board. Knights would like to get some kind of points as Tatum Tinsley rolls out to his right. He's looking for somebody downfield. He's got a man wide open. Downfield, that's Fripp. He's down to the 25, or to the 30, rather, and down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. And it'll be a first down, but the clock stops for a little bit as they get ready to set it and roll. First down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, first time we've called Isaac Fripp's name, and I believe we're going to get the first Farmington Knights timeout of this half. I was mistaken. They have all three timeouts, so they still should have two more to work with. And, wow, they're actually going to say Kirkwood called that timeout. Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, they've got one left now, as the scoreboard indicates. They want to talk this over defensively. We'll keep it right here while the Farmington Knights set this up. That particular play, it looked like nobody was open downfield, and suddenly Isaac Fripp just found his way into the center of the field and made the catch, and then the run after the catch, big yardage for Fripp as he got it down to where it's marked at right now, inside the 30, down at the 28-yard line. Farmington, I think, needs to get some sort of points right here, even if it's just a field goal before they go into the second half, because they come out and get the ball right away, and I think it would improve their demeanor just a bit, just to get on the board again.
Yeah, but with 24 seconds left, you're thinking this is probably, you probably got two or three plays drawn up here in this timeout. You still have all your timeouts, so don't be afraid to hit the middle of the field, or, you know, you can still kind of dink and dunk your way toward the end zone near the sidelines. You don't have to necessarily check it at the end zone every play from your 28.
Tatum Tinsley sends two men in motion to the left. Now he'll turn and run to the left, and now a whistle, and it's got to be something on Farmington, I guess, offensively, as they moved maybe an illegal procedure or something.
Oh, actually, it's going to be offsides against Kirkwood.
Wow.
I believe they're saying the cornerback on the far sideline was not lined up properly.
Well, usually on an offside, you don't see that unless it occurs right at the moment, you know, right before the ball is snapped. You don't see the play completely drawn dead. And Farmington had already started the play, and I thought, well, must be some sort of procedure because it stopped the whole offense. But now with a first down and 10 with the ball at the 22, it'll be a first and 5, actually. And now some confusion as the official comes over to talk to the Farmington sideline.
I believe there's some confusion on what the scoreboard, I believe that's what they were trying to get across.
2 minute motion again. Here's Tatum Tinsley holding on to it, turns to his left, throws it back across the middle. It is almost caught in the end zone. It was intended for McCarthy, and he almost pulled that one down over double coverage.
Yeah, and I think I think Eberhardt being right in the right in front of his face, I think that kind of threw him off, as that ball just barely got over Eberhardt, and it was right on the hands of McCarthy. I don't think he expected that ball to get through to him, and I think if he maybe just kind of thought about it a little bit more, that would have been an easy pitch and catch touchdown.
Yeah, second and 10, ball on the 28 again, looking into the center of the field, and that time Fripp coming across the center couldn't hang on to it. He was open, but only for about 5 or 6 yards. We'd have to see what he would have done after the catch, but now with 15 seconds left, you've only got to play maybe two if you're Farmington to get something on the board.
Yeah, and if I'm Kirkwood, I'm going to send everybody back toward the end zone. I don't think this is – I think you've got two shots at the end zone. I don't think Farmington's going to try to settle for a field goal in this position. It'd be about a 45-yarder, which would be pretty long for a high school kicker. However, we've heard about Nix's kicker last night kicking a 52-yarder. So it's definitely possible, and McCarthy's got a heck of a leg if they wanted to go that route, but I think we're going to see two shots at the end zone here.
Here again is Tatum Tinsley taking the snap, running out from pressure. Now he's being hit and dropped at the 32-yard line. And Farmington, with 8 seconds left, has to call a timeout. It's a fourth down play as well. Well, that's something they did not need, and Kirkwood brought the house, and they got him in the backfield. They're going to mark it at the 30, and timeout called by the Knights.
Yeah, now there's no other option here. You're going to send everybody down toward the end zone and try to maybe have a little bit of window dressing to try to draw maybe Kirkwood maybe out of the end zone a little bit, but I don't think there's going to be any doubt as to what they're going to do here with 8 seconds left on the clock and from the 30. Definitely got Tinsley's got the arm to get it down there. It's just a matter of which part of the end zone they try to target and who they send the ball out for.
Well, at the end of this game, we're going to talk about the Cornerstone Mattress play of the game. And so far, we've had a couple here. Every once in a while, we've seen one and said, oh, that could be the play of the game right there. And Cornerstone Mattress will transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, couches, dining tables, bedroom furniture, and more, where they turn your house into a home. Farmington needs to turn this into some points if they can. With 8 seconds left, down 49-28, they will have the ball coming out of the second half. But right now, the Knights need some points. Tatum Tinsley stands at about the 35, takes the snap, backs out. He's looking. He's got pressure coming from the outside. He'll throw it across the right side to a wide open Corbin Phillips, but he missed connections, and the ball will go now with 3 seconds left back to Kirkwood, as that was fourth down and 12. Farmington does not get any points out of that.
Yeah, and we should see Kirkwood take a knee and just kind of run out this first half clock. And what a first half it's been, partner. We've been up and down the field, and there's been no shortage of excitement in this one. And Tinsley did a good job to get it off towards Phillips. It just wasn't able to get that connection perfect, like you mentioned, as he was getting wrapped up at the time he threw it. And Phillips would have had an opportunity to maybe make a couple dance moves into the end zone, but going to be a long halftime break if you're Farmington, try to figure out a way to claw out of this three-score deficit.
And Kirkwood will take a knee and run out the clock in the first half, up 49-28. We'll be back with your Sam Sisson Ford Lincoln stats at halftime, and we'll be back with much, much more as we get ready for the second half. Your halftime show coming up next right here. Kirkwood leads it 49-28 over Farmington. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Car not starting?
Yeah, it just started doing this, and I don't know who to trust to take care of it.
You should take it to Black Knight Automotive in Farmington. They specialize in battery replacement, oil changes, AC work, and so much more.
Okay, I'll call and make an appointment today.
Call Black Knight Automotive in Farmington today at 573-664-1213. And if you're a Farmington student or employee, you can show your ID badge, and you'll receive 10% off your purchase.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stocked for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On site, no hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sisson Ford family. Visit us online at SissonFord.com.
See dealer for details.
Your local Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is proud to support our area local sports and wants to wish the Farmington Knights the best of luck this high school sports season. Do your best, play your heart out, and leave everything on the playing field. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Looking for a career where you can grow, connect, and make an impact? Join U.S. Tool Group. With three generations of leadership, they've built a culture of innovation and collaboration that supports employees at every stage. From career development to engaging events like health fairs and company picnics, U.S. Tool Group provides more than a job. They provide a future. Be part of a family-led organization committed to excellence, opportunity, and community. Discover your next step today at U.S. Tool Group, building strength together.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
Hungry for the best seafood in town? Look no further than Catfish Kettle in Farmington. Dive into golden crispy catfish, mouth-watering crab cakes, and savory grilled salmon, all made fresh and full of flavor. But that's not all. There's so much more to explore on their delicious menu, perfect for family dinners or a night out. Catfish Kettle has something for everyone. Come hungry, leave happy.
Catfish Kettle, over 37 years of great food, great service, and bad parking.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sism from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stocked for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On-site, no-hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sism Ford family. Visit us online at SismFord.com.
See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here from Hill Memorial Stadium, site of a Class 5 state quarterfinal matchup between the Farmington Knights and the Kirkwood Pioneers, and we are in the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report, and it is Kirkwood all over Farmington right now, 49-28. It has been an absolute light show here to start this ball game, and we'll see if that continues in the second half. We'll start the halftime show with your stats, brought to you by Samson Ford Lincoln, supporting our communities since 1937. A quick look at the team stats. We'll talk about Farmington first, because their stats aren't necessarily as eye-popping, you would say. They've still put up a ton of yards. They've had 270 yards of offense, 152 yards passing, 118 yards on the ground, average of about 6.7 yards per play. However, if you look over on the other side for Kirkwood, they have put up 458 yards of total offense so far today. 270 yards through the air, 188 yards on the ground, averaging 16 yards per play. And those are just eye-popping stats, and that's something that Farmington's going to have to slow down if they want to have a shot in this second half. We'll take a look at your individual stats now. Cooper Owens, 15 of 21 for 270 yards and two touchdowns in that first half. Those receptions coming courtesy of Jameer Sloan, five catches for 101 yards. Bodie Mansfield, two catches for 67 yards and a touchdown. Travis Shores Jr., two catches for 34 yards. Jacob Eberhardt, four catches for 30 yards. Jordan Henry, one catch for 27 yards and a touchdown. Makai Mansfield, one catch for 11 yards. And then rushing, Colin Griffin, nine carries, 138 yards, and three touchdowns already on the day. DeMarcus Tatum, four carries for 30 yards and two touchdowns. Travis Shores Jr., one carry for 24 yards. Cooper Owens, two carries for negative 4 yards, one of those being a sack. For Farmington, Tatum Tinsley, 7 of 12. 12 in that first half for 152 yards and three touchdowns. Receptions coming courtesy of Josh McCarthy. Three catches for 90 yards and a touchdown, and he dropped a short touchdown in the end zone there late in that first half. Isaac Fripp, one reception for 31 yards. Corbin Phillips, one catch for 20 yards and a touchdown. Walker Lau, two receptions for 11 yards. And then rushing the ball, Tatum Tinsley, 14 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. Josh McCarthy, one carry for 21 yards. Hudson Buchanan, five carries for 19 yards. Walker Lau, two carries for 13 yards. So those are your stats here at halftime. Farmington down by three scores to the Pioneers out of Kirkwood, 49-28. Those stats brought at the half, brought to you by Sizzle Ford Lincoln. Shop local where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost-to-you-forever warranty. Go online to sizzleford.com or call 573-431-3177. We'll take another break here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. We'll get you a look at the Middle Area Overhead Door out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll talk more about this first half and get you ready for the second half of football between the Pioneers and the Knights here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y, experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
As the baking industry continues to evolve, so are we, and we will continue to evolve with the industry. But some things will stay the same at Ozarks Federal. We will continue to have people to assist you face-to-face. Whether it's at one of our convenient drive-thrus or inside one of our banking facilities, you will be assisted by our friendly professionals. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the homeowner's bank. Always loyal, always local. Helping you become a homeowner. OFSL.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The dry grocery industry is essential and growing, and so is Gilster Mary Lee. As a private label grocery manufacturer, Gilster Mary Lee has a fleet of over 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans and are currently hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. The loads are round-trip, so drivers are home every week. If you are ready for a career with a company that's been in business for over a century, contact Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Is your insurance company like that cousin who only calls when he needs money? It might be time to see me, Chris Morrison, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Farmington. I'll show you why State Farm has been the number one name in insurance for over 70 years. Personal service, big savings on your auto, home, or life insurance, and fast claim service when you need us. Contact me today, and I'll show you how to get to a better state with a better rate. Learn more online at ChrisMorrisonAgency.com.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Back here at Farmington with the Knights trailing by a score of 49-28. Let's see how we got here this afternoon. A lot of scoring in that first half. In fact, the Knights, unfortunately, could not stop the offense of this Kirkwood ball club. It started out at 10-11 of the first quarter. Five-yard touchdown run by DeMarcus Tatum. Point after was good. It was 7-0 Kirkwood. Then Tatum Tinsley with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Corbin Phillips. The point after was good as well. That was at 9:02 of the first quarter. So 7-7 was the score with 9 minutes left to go with the first. Then at 8:53, yes, only just a few seconds later, a 50-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Owens to Bodie Mansfield. The point after was kicked three times, and two of those times there was a flag on the play. The third time it was blocked. So that put the Kirkwood Pioneers up 13-7 with 8:53 to go in the first quarter. Back comes the Farmington Knights. 5:07 of the first, 27-yard touchdown pass to Tatum Tinsley to Josh McCarthy. One-handed catch into the end zone. The point after was good. And Farmington had their first lead of the game at 14-13. Then Colin Griffin with 1:20 to go in the first quarter for the Kirkwood Pioneers. Runs it in from 1 yard out. Two-point conversion was good, and they're up 21-14. Then just before the half ended, 27-yard touchdown pass Cooper Owens to Jordan Henry. First quarter ended. The point after was good, and at the end of the first, Kirkwood had a 28-14 lead. And you'd think that that was a big-time first quarter. Well, it keeps going in the second quarter. 9:52 of the second, 53-yard touchdown pass. Tatum Tinsley to Josh McCarthy. Point after was good, 28-21 Kirkwood. 9:40 of the second, 54-yard touchdown run from Colin Griffin. Point after was good, 35-21 Kirkwood. Then the 4:43 mark of the first half, 3-yard touchdown run by Tatum Tinsley. PAT good, 35-28. Kirkwood still on top, and Farmington back in it. Then a 10-yard run from DeMarcus Tatum at 4:02 of the second. Point after good, 42-28. And then just before half, 1:08 of the second quarter, a 24-yard touchdown run for Colin Griffin. Point after was good. That gave us our 49-28 score with Kirkwood on top here at half. And I'll tell you what, usually when you start talking about people, you know, and what happened in the first half, you got three or four plays, you got a couple of touchdowns, you have some things to talk about. That was just one touchdown after another, over and over and over. And a couple of those touchdowns coming because of turnovers. And it really, right now, Farmington's going to have to try to find a way to get back into this one.
Yeah, and the problem is that the offense of Kirkwood just does not – it's very efficient. It's not necessarily very flashy. It's a lot of out routes to their wide receivers, giving them time and space. And Farmington just hasn't been able to basically cover side to side. And then whenever they do, you know, put extra personnel on the corners to try to help cover the wide receivers, they're able to run up the middle and just kind of gash them up and down the field. So I think it's going to have to be – we're going to make them beat us one way. I don't think they can allow them to be beaten multiple ways anymore. And I think if you're Farmington, they've been able to move the ball up and down the field. They've started to kind of stall out now. Kirkwood's kind of starting to figure out this, you know, quarterback run scheme that they run a lot of so far this year in Farmington. But there's still a lot of opportunity here. They're going to get the ball. They're going to have the opportunity to get up and down the field a couple of times. They're going to have to get a stop. They have not – stop Kirkwood yet. The only stop they've had was the forced fumble, so they have not been able to force Kirkwood to a punting situation or even to a fourth down for that matter. So they're going to have to find a way to get string some stops together and try to get the ball back and keep their offense out on the field.
Well, I tell you what, as we continue on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, 5 minutes left before this game is about to get back underway. I want to say congratulations again to the Farmington Knights marching band as they walk off the field. Another year of a huge band. A lot of, you know, bands around the area not doing so well this year and as far as numbers go, and it's good to see Farmington's numbers are up and they're doing really well, so congratulations to them. We want to check the Mineral Area Overhead Door out-of-town scoreboard. Got some scores coming in thanks to our leader here, Jared Pettis, and his some things. Also to Zach Pipkin for looking up some scores. Mineral Area Overhead Door is at 1020 Woodlawn Drive, just north of Farmington. They've provided 40 years of great service to their customers. You can visit them at mineralareadoor.com. A couple of scores I have. I think you may have a couple of others as well. Dexter right now leading Lift for Life, 6-0. That game is at halftime. And Festus is up 28-0 in the third. That Tiger team looks like they are a juggernaut right now.
Yeah, and they'll be playing a real juggernaut in the Kearney Bulldogs most likely next week, as we're going to be keeping an eye out for Warrensburg-Kearney. That is the other matchup in that side of the Class 4 bracket. And it was very impressive to see Dexter really kind of shutting down Lift for Life, because Valley Catholic wasn't able to do it last week. St. Genevieve wasn't able to do it 2 weeks before that. So the fact that the Dexter Bearcats are coming out and able to, you know, play with Lift for Life is pretty impressive. And like we mentioned, the other coverage team, Festus, they are up 28-0 on Sullivan in a Class 4 state quarterfinal. And we mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, the winner of this ball game will get Platte County. Platte County Pirates, they won last night over Grain Valley 46-33, and it was some late game heroics by Rocco Marriott, considered maybe the best player in the state right now, and he's got a lot of offers currently committed to James Madison as a quarterback, but I believe he got a a nice, healthy visit from Eli Drinkwitz and the Mizzou Tigers earlier this year. So it will be the winner of this ball game with Kirkwood up three scores over Farmington. They will be facing Platte County. And then across the way in that other side of the bracket, Cardinal Ritter was up on Zumwalt North 20-6 at last check. And it was Capital City and Carthage in this Class 5 state bracket. And another couple schools to keep an eye out for, St. Pius out of Festus. They were tied at zero at the end of the first quarter against Montgomery County at last check. And Jackson leaves over CBC down in the pit, 38-21 at halftime. That game's gone kind of back and forth, and CBC's started to find some life, but they may have dug themselves a little bit too big of a hole to start.
We'll see what that happens a little bit later on. We'll keep you updated on those scores. Those scores brought to you by Mineral Area Overhead Door. Install garage doors, awnings and patio covers, windows, fencing, and a full list of services available at mineralareadoor.com. Want to say real quickly, congratulations again to the Mac Lady Cardinals. They finished ninth in the NJCAA volleyball tournament at Clarksville, Tennessee. Today, they played Eastern Arizona. They lost 29-27, 25-11, but then came back and won the next three sets, 25-18, 25-23, and the fifth set dominating 15-5 to take ninth place in the tournament down there. We had live coverage for that earlier this morning and all this week on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. It is about time for the halftime to end, and the two teams are back out on the field warming up. We've got about 2 minutes before this thing gets set to start up again, and right now Farmington needs to start it up again because they get the ball first as we head into the second half. Again, 49-28 is the score. Kirkwood on top. This has been your halftime show brought to you by Midwest Sports Center on AM 1240 KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Stay tuned. The second half is next after these messages.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
High school football isn't just a game. It's a tradition that brings our community together. And McDonald's is proud to be a part of that tradition, supporting our local schools, athletes, and families right here in the Parkland. Be sure to join us on KFMO every Friday night for the Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's. From the kickoff to the final whistle, McDonald's is here for the hometown fans. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Your local Walmart Supercenter in Farmington is proud to support our area local sports and wants to wish the Farmington Knights the best of luck this high school sports season. Do your best, play your heart out, and leave everything on the playing field. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
Looking for a career where you can grow, connect, and make an impact? Join U.S. Tool Group. With three generations of leadership, they've built a culture of innovation and collaboration that supports employees at every stage. From career development to engaging events like health fairs and company picnics, U.S. Tool Group provides more than a job, they provide a future. Be part of a family-led organization committed to excellence, opportunity, and community. Discover your next step today at U.S. Tool Group, building strength together.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sism from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stock for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On site, no hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sism Ford family. Visit us online at SismFord.com.
See dealer for details.
Hungry for the best seafood in town? Look no further than Catfish Kettle in Farmington. Dive into golden crispy catfish, mouth-watering crab cakes, and savory grilled salmon, all made fresh and full of flavor. But that's not all. There's so much more to explore on their delicious menu, perfect for family dinners or a night out. Catfish Kettle has something for everyone. Come hungry, leave happy.
Catfish Kettle, over 37 years of great food, great service, and bad parking.
Hi, this is Brian Jones of the North County Raiders, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
It's Glenn Berry along with Zach Pipkin back here at Farmington. Got Braden Cooley there in the studio, and we're getting set for the Boyden Associates kickoff here in the second half. Boyden Associates turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyden Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for over 20 years. And we're going to have the kickoff. Farmington will get the ball to start this. Zach Pipkin, they're down 49-28. What have they got to do here in the second half differently? Obviously, defense is one of those things, but what else do they have to do?
Well, they just got to keep making plays down the field, and they just have to keep finding little chunk plays. They've kind of started their run offense has started to kind of slow down a little bit, especially up the middle. They're going to have to try to really kind of open this field side to side, really try to force this Kirkwood defense to be spread out, and that'll allow more passing lanes downfield.
Well, right now, they're going to start at their own 20-yard line as the kickoff sails into the end zone. That'll bring it out to the 20, and Farmington will get it there first down and 10. And I'll tell you right now, this Farmington team has still got some bite to it, some fire to it, but they're going to have to figure out a way to stop this Kirkwood team. And I think not only just stopping them from getting into the end zone, but stopping them from having long drives and eating up a lot of clock here in this second half. Farmington starts out with a pass out to the right side to Buchanan. He eludes one tackler, and he gets knocked out of bounds. And Hudson Buchanan will get out to about the 23-yard line, pick up of three. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, and that's an easy pitch and catch to start, but I think they're going to want something that's a little bit more hard-hitting and maybe more of a mid-range shot to try to get this Kirkwood team on their heels to start the second half.
Three wide receivers to the left, and it's a pass play. Roll out to the right now. It's Tinsley, throws it up for grabs, almost picked off. And because both the players were in the vicinity, a nice job that team by Walker Lout, who just got his hands in there to kind of keep it from being picked off. It'll be third down for Farmington.
And that was good coverage by Anthony Harris as he was able to get in front of Lout and almost get that ball and just wasn't able to reel that one in. And that was a dangerous pass. Tinsley throwing off his back foot, throwing basically off front or rolling to his left and just wasn't able to put enough mustard on that to get it to Lout and bring up third and long.
That's kind of a Brett Favre type pass where he just tried to throw it off balance in every other way. Here's another pass play out to the left side. I think it was tipped at the line as Tripp was open out there, but looks like it's going to go to the turf, and it'll be an incomplete pass. And Farmington starts out with probably a three and out here.
Yeah, and that's something that they just could not afford. They needed to get an answer back on the board, and they've yet to prove that they can get a stop here on defense, but they're going to have to try to figure something out now, as Tinsley is the punter. May not be afraid to see a fake punt here, but we'll see him boot it away.
And Tinsley boots it up in the air. Nobody back again for this Kirkwood team, but it takes a Kirkwood bounce, and Isaac Fripp will get back there to stop it from rolling any further up the field, and Kirkwood will take it over on the 38-yard line. 49-28, that's not the way Farmington wanted to start, with a three and out, and all three plays, not much there, kind of trying to figure out something that they can do. I like that play on the first touchdown, where they had all that misdirection, and out of nowhere comes a little tight end, catches the ball, runs it into the end zone. I think they're going to have to get some more of that misdirection, maybe, you know, play action type stuff going.
Yeah, it was a little bit more conservative play calling than I would have expected, and just wasn't able to get Tinsley a real clean pocket to get anything downfield. And so now Kirkwood's going to have to try to, or Farmington rather, going to have to try to stop Kirkwood here on first down.
Here's Owens rolling out to his left, throws it out in the flat. It's caught out there by, it looks like, the guy who really gave it up for the Kirkwood Pioneers, Sloan, in that first half. He was just unbeatable or unstoppable. And it'll be a first down as they pick up a few yards down to the 50-yard line. Ball right at midfield.
That's his sixth catch of the day, and that's his smallest gain has been 9 yards.
Hand off to Griffin. He's got a hole. He's out to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Colin Griffin, 50 yards, and Kirkwood is back on the board again.
And that's his third 50-yard run of the day, his second house call from 50 yards out, his fourth touchdown on the ground total. And that's maybe a backbreaker right there to start this second half, as now looks like Kirkwood's going to be going up by 4 scores. And Farmington just has no answer to stop both the outside attack of the wide receivers and just the athletes they have in the backfield.
Lining up for the extra point is Kirkwood, and Downs is the kicker. He'll put it up and in and through the uprights, and the lead now is 56-28. As you said, a 4-score game. Farmington needs some offense, and they need it in a hurry. 56-28, 11:01 to go in the third quarter. Kirkwood leads Farmington. You're listening to it right here on KFMO. The Farmington Knights came into this game thinking that if they could keep Kirkwood from those big chunk plays and big plays, they might be able to stay into this game and do something. But instead, they've given up a number of chunk plays. Did I hear you right? 3 50-yard touchdown runs today?
Hey, he's had 4 touchdowns today. 2 of them have been from 50 yards out. And they did have a 50-yard passing touchdown to Bodie Mansfield in that first half. But Colin Griffin, touchdowns from 1 yard, 54 yards, 24 yards, and now 50 yards. So 4 scores on the day for Griffin, and he has half of the touchdowns so far today.
And the kickoff. Kick downfield by number 33, Joey Evans. Fielded by the Knights. They fumble it, but they're going to pick it up and bring it out. Now breaking into the open field and getting it down to about the 35-yard line, where he is gang-tackled down there. Yeah, that is Kendall Wright bringing that one back, as he picked it up after a bobble and started upfield and found a hole. And when he was finally brought down, it took about 6 guys to bring him down from Kirkwood.
Yeah, I think there was a disagreement on who was going to field that kind of that dribbling kick. And once Wright finally got it, he was able to make one cut, as Kirkwood kind of had him surrounded. He made a cut and was able to get upfield, and like you mentioned, had to be tackled by about 4 Pioneers before he went down.
Here's Tatum Tinsley keeping the ball in the quarterback keeper. He's got some room. He's got a first down. He's out to the 50, and that's what you want to see. And he's got to hang on to that ball, because every time he gets anywhere close to being tackled. Kirkwood's not only got him wrapped up, but they're trying to pull the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, ball security is going to be big for both teams, not really giving them, you know, an advantage in that aspect. But Tatum Tinsley that time was able to find a hole and get upfield. That's the first time he's really been able to do that here in a long time.
Walker Louts in the backfield with Tinsley as he'll roll out to his right, and he'll look downfield. He's got a guy open. Can he hit him? Oh, just a little too far as downfield getting open. I'm trying to get a number on that one. Was that?
I believe that was McCarthy again.
Yeah, McCarthy. He's running back to the sideline. He just could not quite get it to him. The route wasn't exactly, I guess, what Tatum Tinsley was looking for, and he just overthrew it just by a hair, and that could have been a big pickup. If he could have hit him in stride, maybe even 6 points.
Yeah, it just the throw kind of went more toward the middle of the field than I think McCarthy was expecting and just wasn't able to track it down and catch up with it.
Second down and 10, ball on the 49. Now keeping the ball in the backfield, trying to bring it out to the 50, and they're not going to get anything on that one. Again, it was Tatum Tinsley. It might have been a little bit of a mix-up on that play as well as he gets out to about the line of scrimmage and no gain.
Yeah, it looked like it may have been play action, but definitely not. There was just nothing there, and there wasn't going to be anything downfield either. And now bring up third and 10, and Farmington really going to have to find something here, make a long play happen.
Now they're going to give it to the right side, a sweep as they bring it around to the receiver going in motion. That is Isaac Fripp, and he'll run it out to about the 47-yard line of the Kirkwood Pioneers. It'll bring up fourth down. And I imagine Farmington is going to go for it. It's fourth and 6. The ball is on the 47.
Yeah, I don't think they will have a choice here. I think they're going to have to figure something out, try to get this first down conversion, try to stay alive in this ball game.
They try the same play, but this time they keep it in a little toss up in the middle. Wide open is the receiver. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Farmington. Every time you think you've got him pinned, somehow McCarthy gets open, and Tatum Tinsley hits him for the touchdown.
And that's his third touchdown on the day, 27-53, and now 47. And that's been a lot of touchdowns for Josh McCarthy. And it's been a lot of yards for Farmington. They've been able to put up yards and move up and down the field. They just have not been able to put it all together. And now they're still down by 3 scores, but maybe that's the spark they need. Try to get something going here in the second half.
Oh, we saw that in the first half as well. A fourth down play that turned into a touchdown. Same thing there. Here is Truman with the extra point. It's up and it's good. And Farmington back within 3 scores at 56-35. As we have 9:14 left to go in this one, on the third quarter anyway. And Kirkwood will get the ball back when we come back. 56-35, Kirkwood on top of Farmington. You're listening to high school football on KFMO.
Belgrade State Bank is your community bank with 6 locations serving you from Belgrade to Farmington. Their doors are open, ready to meet all your banking needs. Can't visit? No problem. Open an account 24/7 at belgradestatebank.com. Friendly faces are always available at Wise Grounds Coffee Shop inside the Farmington branch. At Belgrade State Bank, you're not just an account number, you're family. They're your local personalized banking experience. Neighbors helping neighbors, that's the Belgrade State Bank way.
Hi, this is Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Well, if you're a Farmington Knight fan, good news is they got 35 points on the board against a very good Kirkwood team. The bad news is that Kirkwood offense is even better. They've got 56 on the board. It's 56-35, Kirkwood on top. Now we may start seeing a few squib kicks, a few onside kicks. Let's see what happens. And there's a little squibber to the right side, caught over there by Sloan. He'll turn around, directing traffic down. He'll come back up the middle, and he's hit, brought down at about the 35-yard line.
Number one, Jameer Sloan.
So Jameer Sloan brings it out to the 35, and that is where Kirkwood will take over. 9:09 to go in the third quarter.
Got an update on the middle area overhead door out-of-town scoreboard. Festus on top of Sullivan 35-7 with 8:06 left to go in that fourth quarter. So Festus going to move on, looking like, to the final four, and they most likely will take on Kearney in that state semifinal round. And over on our sister station, B104.3, the Blues are taking on the Islanders, and Brayden Shin gives the Blues early lead 42 seconds in as he gets assisted by Buchnevich and Dvorsky. You can listen to Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale over on B104.3.
First down for Kirkwood. Owens drops back. He'll throw it across the middle. It's caught at about the 45-yard line by Bodie Mansfield. He will pick up a first down, and Kirkwood keeps moving the ball with 9:05 to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, and that time it was just an easy pitch and catch to Mansfield, who just kind of sagged down and caught the ball on a knee and just was able to find a soft spot and was able to pick up an easy pitch and catch first down.
Well, Farmington, I think, is going to get back into this game. They've got to get another turnover and get points off of that turnover again. And right now this Kirkwood engine is just running as fine as it can. Here's Owens kicking it out now to Eberhardt. He'll catch it at about the 48, take it to the 45, and it looks like he'll pick up another first down as he gets it down to about the 44-yard line of the Farmington Knights.
Need a 10, going to get a whole 11 yards, so back-to-back 11-yard gains for Kirkwood, and they are already back into Farmington Knight territory.
Now, Farmington's defense needs to step up here. 8:30 to go and counting in the third quarter. Another first down for Kirkwood. Owens in the backfield sends a man across to the opposite side, now takes the snap, turns around and hands it off to Griffin. Griffin will run to the outside. He's caught at the outside and brought down at about the 44-yard line. A couple of guys on that one.
And that was a heck of a tackle by Caleb Leask. And just grabbed a hold of Griffin around the waist and then was waiting for the cavalry to show up.
And part of the cavalry was Jackson Tinsley, too. Nice play on defense that time. No gain. Second down. Actually lost a yard. Second and 11. Ball spotted at the 44 of Farmington. Man in motion. They fake the handoff to him. Throw it across the middle. It's caught by Sloan. Sloan is hit and down at the 23-yard line. And again, Jameer Sloan just picking apart this Farmington defense.
Yeah, and that's a pickup of 22, and that time it was a crossing route over the middle. We really haven't seen him run those routes. It's been more out routes for him and then just kind of giving him time and space, but he was able to kind of hang on to that football, just wait just a second for it to get delivered to him, and then he was able to get upfield, and a nice tackle saved a touchdown there. But now Kirkwood just outside the Farmington red zone.
Colin Griffin is in the backfield there with Owens. Cooper Owens, the quarterback, he's a senior. He'll turn, he'll hand it off to Griffin, and Griffin's hit at about the 20-yard line and brought down. Number of Farmington Knights in on that one.
Pickup of two on that play, and Farmington now kind of starting to maybe try to clamp down on the run game after allowing the 50-yarder on the previous possession. But now they've still got to try to find an answer for this passing attack.
Second and eight, 6:49 to go in the third quarter. KFMO Park Hills as Owens turns and looks to the sideline. He's got Griffin in the backfield with him again. Cooper Owens, the quarterback, waiting on the snap. He'll take it, roll out to his right. He's still looking, being chased out there. Now he'll turn the corner and try to get out to about the 20. He may have made it down to about the 20-yard line before he steps out of bounds. Good pursuit that time by that Farmington defense.
Yeah, there's going to be a holding call against Kirkwood as McCarthy would have had an angle on Owens before he got to that sideline, but I believe it was one of the receivers here on this near sideline had a hold of McCarthy and impeded him just enough, and we'll see them mark that ball off. I believe they're going to mark it off from the about the 25. So they're actually going to put it at the 30, rather.
It's going to bring up second and 18 now for this Kirkwood team. And you think, well, Farmington's kind of slowing them down just a bit, and they are. But right now the clock running down with 6:23 left in the third quarter. Time is an enemy of Farmington as well. Here's a pass over the middle caught by Eberhardt at the 10, the 5, touchdown. Once again, Jacob Eberhardt on a slant pattern beats the defender, takes it into the end zone, and Kirkwood is on the board again.
And we were just waiting for him to kind of pop up and make a play for himself. And that time it was a nice little slant pattern across the field. And then once he was able to catch that ball, he basically just threw the stiff arm out there and just kind of told the Farmington Knight, get off me, and danced right into the end zone. And that was an easy pitch and catch. And now be looking to go up 63-35 here. And Kirkwood has put up a touchdown on every drive except for the one where Farmington forced the fumble.
And here's the kick once again from Joey Evans, the kick. kicker. He's a 6'2 senior, and he puts it right through the uprights. And as you said, 63-35 with 6:18 to go in the third quarter. Farmington gets the ball back. They got to have some big-time offense in this third quarter and fourth quarter to get back into this one. Kirkwood on top, 63-35. You're listening to Class 5 quarterfinal action on AM 1240 KFMO.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
This is Mark Casey, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Well, head coach Jeremy Macklin said in the pregame show that he's got some athletes on his ball club, and he does. Guys like Colin Griffin and Eberhard as well. Now the kickoff comes out to Farmington. It's fielded out there at about the 5-yard line. They'll run it out to about the 22-yard line. And again, number 44, Kendall Wright, bringing it back for the Knights, and they'll set it up first and 10 at about the 24-yard line of the Farmington Knights.
And we've been talking about this off air. Farmington has been able to move the ball, and they've been able to score points. They just have not been able to get any kind of stop on defense, and I think if they could have gotten maybe one or two, the outlook of this ball game would look a whole lot different. And I think if you're Brent Eckley, you're still pretty pleased with how this game has gone for your side, offensively at least. You've been able to put up points on a pretty stout Kirkwood defense.
Here's Tatum Tinsley, and the quarterback keeper takes it back up the middle, and it's stuffed at about the yard line of scrimmage, and he may have picked up a half yard. Probably going to be second and 10 still. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think Farmington's played a good game offensively. They just don't have the horses, I think, in the defensive backfield, and sometimes getting past the linebackers, Farmington is not able to catch up with some of these guys that are just some really superior athletes here this afternoon.
And this is a team that maybe Farmington has played teams like this in terms of Jackson, and just it's difficult to stop so many different options.
Here is Tinsley with a pass across the middle, and we've got there should be a flag on that, but as McCarthy was trying to break out to the right side, but that time Jacob Eberhard, defending on the play, just reached out and grabbed McCarthy's uniform, but nobody called it, and it'll bring up third down and 9.
Yeah, I was surprised there was no flag on that play either. It was a pretty clear hold all the way from our vantage point across the field, but the back official not going to throw the flag there, and now Farmington going to have to take another shot downfield here on third and long.
Third and 9, ball is at 25. Every time you count this Farmington team out, they come up with something big. Here's Tatum Tinsley. He backs up. Now he's kind of closed in as he steps up in the pocket. I think the ball might have come loose, but he kept possession of it. And Tinsley with no gain on that one at all. In fact, he lost a yard or two. It was going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, and that's just kind of a microcosm of how this game has developed, where the Farmington's able to put plays together, but then Kirkwood is finally starting to get some answers on defense, trying to give them a chance here, trying to basically force Farmington into mistakes, and that time just nothing was there.
Here's Tatum Tinsley, almost blocked as he gets it off. There's nobody back for Kirkwood once again as the ball takes a little bit of a Farmington bounce. They'll let it roll, and down there to down it is Corbin Phillips, the tight end, at the 34-yard line of the Kirkwood Pioneers. Well, I tell you, when this game started, we had a touchdown followed by a Farmington touchdown. Then we had another Kirkwood touchdown. Then we had the blocked extra point. And I thought at that point right there, that might be the play of the game, because whoever has the ball last might wind up winning this one. And if that one point is not on the board and they don't get it back in a two-point conversion somewhere, that could be a difference in the game. But since then, Kirkwood has been just unstoppable, scoring almost every time they have had the ball here today. In fact, I don't think they've punted once, have they?
They have not. They've scored or had to fumble on every drive so far.
Here's a little pitch out to the left side. It's caught out there and run around to the 38-yard line by number 20, Jordan Henry. Second time we've seen him in the game here today. And he'll pick up a few yards on that one, bring up second down.
Looks like they're going to give him five on that play.
Second and five. Ball at the 39-yard line now. Big crowd from Kirkwood down here this afternoon. A lot of red on this side of the field. A lot of folks that made the trip down. On the opposite side, of course, the Farmington faithful out there. And that sun came out for a while, which made it a pretty nice afternoon. But now it's hidden behind the clouds again, cooling down. Here is Owens, who fakes and now hands it off to the left side. Looks like we've got Chase Griffin into the ball game. First time for Kirkwood.
And we have a flag thrown in about the time he went out of bounds. And it came from that sideline official. So we'll see where it's going. And it is going to be a hold against Kirkwood.
Holding against the Pioneers, and they're going to bring it back. Kirkwood fans do not like that. You can probably hear the boos from up here. So many fans here today.
I will say we've had some experiences with the Kirkwood faithful today, and they've been very pleasant to talk to, and they've been very passionate. It's very nice to see from a visiting fan base. They've been very, very cordial to work with today.
Well, you got to love a school district. I know St. Louis is an area where you can, you know, do a little bit more with your schools and your teams and things like that. But you got to love a school district when you can land a guy like Jeremy Macklin to be your head coach. Here is the pass out to the corner to Owens. Nice defensive play out there by Jackson Tinsley, pulling him down just after the catch. And he's not going to pick up much yardage at all in a second and 14. It's going to bring up third down.
I think they're actually going to mark him down as a lot, losing a yard on that time.
He read that very well, and he moved up there on the left side, grabbed a hold of the wide receiver and pulled him down. Yeah, they lost a yard, so it's third and 15 now for Kirkwood with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Owens not in a hurry. Cooper Owens, the quarterback, 6'2", 170 pounds. He's got Colin Griffin in the backfield. He's at 5'9", they say. And you can kind of tell it when they stand side by side. Now here's Owens backing up. He'll throw it downfield deep. He's got a man wide open. That is Eberhardt. He is going to take it to the house. Touchdown once again, Jacob Eberhardt. That is a 60 or a 71-yard touchdown with 2:50 to go. And that one, that time, had to be a blown assignment somewhere.
Yeah, he just got lost in the shuffle. I think he may have run kind of a wheel route. He was running all the way down that far sideline, and he had nobody within 15 yards of him. And that was a nice ball by Owens to hit him. That's still a big target to try to hit. And he delivered that ball well, and Eberhardt was able to just scurry into the end zone unchallenged there. And it's going to be a good with the extra point, it'll be 70 points on the board today for Kirkwood.
Wow, a 71-yard touchdown, and now 70 points on the board. Kirkwood up 70-35 with 2:50 to go, still in the third quarter. You are listening to Class 5 Quarterfinal Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students.
This message has been brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Odell Media Group. AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holter's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Well, this afternoon has not been a most pleasant one for the Farmington Knights as the kickoff from Kirkwood sails out of bounds, so they'll bring it out to the 40-yard line. Started off well, Farmington matching scores with this Kirkwood Pioneers ball club, but since then, Kirkwood has doubled up Farmington 70-35 right now with about 2:50 to go in the third quarter.
Trying to give you an update on some games out of our area. Dexter had the ball third and goal at the 7-yard line. They did not get in. They go for the field goal, for a 28-yard field goal. Lift for Life blocks it. And Live for Life looks like they may win that ballgame 8-6. And that's a heck of an effort from that Bearcats team.
Here's Tatum Tinsley throwing it out to the right side. He had a man out there, but could not make connections on the right side. It looked like Walker Lout. He'll make the drop. One of the Kirkwood fans asked us, okay, well, is this Farmington team kind of a young team? And, you know, he's very impressed with, you know, what was going on the field with this Farmington Knight team. And we look around and you see guys like, you know, Tatum Tinsley's a senior this year. You've got a few others that are seniors, but there are quite a few folks that are coming back that will probably be back again next year and make this team again another formidable opponent. Here's Tatum Tinsley with the ball. He'll keep it up the middle. He takes it out to about the 39-yard line.
Number 10, Tatum Tinsley with the keeper.
That'll pick up about four or five. Probably four. Bring up third down and six.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a day for Tinsley. What looks to be his last high school game. He's given his team a chance. They've definitely had success offensively, just haven't been able to match the firepower that Kirkwood has.
Here's Tinsley with a run again on the right side. He'll take it to the outside. He's got some room. He's going to break down the right sideline. He may take this one to the house, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tatum Tinsley. He just turned the corner, found an open hole, and took off. Late in that run, the defender came right behind him, and he turned around and stiff-armed him and walked it into the end zone.
And that's a 61-yard strike from Tinsley. We talked about him having a good game. Well, that may be a little bit of an exclamation point here in this ball game as Farmington brings it back to a four-score ball game, and they've put up a ton of points today. It just may not be enough here in this state quarterfinal matchup, but what a heck of a season for Farmington so far, as we are still not even in the fourth quarter yet. We still got a minute and a half left to go in the third.
So it's 70-41. Now the kick after is up and good. So that makes it 70-42. What a scoring fest this has been this afternoon. Kirkwood will get the ball back when we come back. They lead it 70-42. You're listening to Class 5 quarterfinal football action on your sports leader in the Parkland, AM 1240 KFMO.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they have you covered. Can't go to them? No worry. Their mobile unit comes to you. Plus, enhance privacy and style with their expert window tinting services. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, choose Curtis Auto Glass Center. Your clear vision starts with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills. Call now to schedule your appointment and experience the difference.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holter's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
70-42 is the score. Sitting here listening to Mitch Holter's talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got a story I'll tell you a little bit later on when we get some time. I had an opportunity to talk to the former CEO of the old Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders this week. And that was a lot of fun. Here's the kickoff back to the 5-yard line, fielded out there by Kirkwood. And here they come again, back down the sideline. Jordan Henry, he's out to the 40. He's pulled down at the 42 as he found a hole and made it all the way out to the 42-yard line before being pulled down by the Farmington Knights. And that's where they will start, first and 10 at the 42.
Yeah, and he had to really backtrack to try to get that football as it kind of got kicked away from everybody. And was able to turn around basically at about the 2 or 3 yard line, was able to find a couple holes, and now he's all the way up at the 43 and almost got taken down by his face mask. I think Kirkwood fans were wanting a call there, as it was the kicker for the Knights on that kickoff. It was Clay Tidwell, the last man there to basically save the touchdown.
Yeah, that was a close one. I kind of thought the same thing myself. Farmington now lining up on defense as Kirkwood tries to pick up the signal from the sideline. Owens in the backfield. Switching sides is Colin Griffin now, as Owens will back out, throw it out to the right side. A little screen pass, and it drops to the ground and incomplete. So I get a chance to talk to Amy Trask, who used to run the Oakland Raiders back in the 1990s, and one of the first female CEOs of a NFL franchise. And I got a chance to talk to her because some kids in my history class are doing a project on women's rights. And I thought, I'll send her a little text on Twitter and see if she answers. By gosh, she answered every question those kids had. And it was the coolest thing ever to sit back and listen to her talk as Owens throws it deep downfield, but it's overthrown. He was going for Travis Shores Jr., and it's incomplete. But, yeah, Amy Trask, if you're on Twitter at all, follow her because she absolutely talks to everybody, as long as you're not stupid, obviously. And one of the neatest people that I've ever had a chance to talk to on Twitter, and really sweet lady, too.
Wow, that's quite the story. You never know what happens whenever you're a teacher. You just kind of make something happen and hope for the best. And that's a heck of a story there,
yeah.
Partner.
I've got a good one I'll tell you here in just a second about a few years ago that didn't turn out so well. 1:12 left to go in the third quarter. Knights trail at 70-42. Here is Owens dropping back, throwing it across the middle, and it's incomplete. They probably should be a flag because getting there a little bit early was number 44. And that is Kendall Wright, and you can hear the boos on the Kirkwood side.
And this will be fourth down for Kirkwood. I believe this may be the first fourth down we've seen for Kirkwood today, and they will go ahead and send out the punt team.
First time they punt comes at 1:08 of the third quarter, and these Kirkwood fans are not happy. And I think he probably got there a little early. Kendall Wright was going for the ball, and he came in and hit the receiver from the back before the ball got there, and possibly could have drawn a flag, but the official did not throw it. Here's the snap back, the punt. It's up and it's off. Wobbly kick out, fielded by Farmington. Bobbled, but held on to out there by number 21 for the Knights, and that is Judge Aubuchon.
It's not the first time he's had an adventure returning a kickoff today, as he was the one that had lost the fumbled on the kickoff return that kind of give Kirkwood the real first advantage in this ball game, allowed them to go up by two scores. And that time it was a short kick, and he was really scrambling trying to catch up to it and glanced off his fingertips, and luckily it took a bounce off the turf and right into his gut. And so Farmington will maintain possession.
1:02 to go in the third quarter, 70-42. Knights trail it. They have the ball now. Tatum Tinsley in the backfield. Makes the handoff and takes it straight up the middle. He is hit and brought down at about the 28-yard line. Maybe a yard on the carry. It'll bring up second down at about 9. So the best story I've ever had is that one year I had some kids that actually got a chance and talked to Muggsy Bogues via Facebook. So they did like a Facebook Live type thing. Talked to Muggsy Bogues, the basketball player. And so some other kids in there wanted to talk to somebody that was kind of famous, as Tatum Tinsley now throws it out to the right side. It's caught out there by the 30-yard line, and taking it out there to about the 33 is Walker Lout, and he'll get it out to about the 34-yard line. It'll bring up third down or second down. Scoreboard hasn't changed yet. Ball at the 34. Time running down, and that'll end the third quarter. 70-42. Farmington has the ball still on their side of the field at the 34-yard line. We're back with the fourth quarter. Coming up next, Kirkwood leads it 70-42. It's Class 5 quarterfinal action on AM 1240 KFMO.
Tee off at the perfect time at the Sandtrap Indoor Golf Club in Park Hills. Swing into flavor with delicious appetizers, hearty entrees, and mouth-watering pizzas. It's not just golf, it's a culinary experience. The ultimate hangout spot to kick back, relax, and enjoy a refreshing drink. Elevate your indoor golfing and dining experience only at the Sandtrap. Book your tee time now and savor the taste of victory on and off the green. The Sandtrap in Park Hills, where great swings and great food collide.
I'm David Burke, new president and CEO of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. You may know me through high school sports or as your physical therapist. I have a deep history in the Farmington community and with Ozarks Federal. My father served as CFO and president. I was appointed to the Ozarks Federal Focus Board in 2006, then asked to join the board of directors, and was chairman of the board for 9 years. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the Homeowners Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
this is Will Compton, former North County Raider, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Farmington takes over. They snap it back to Tatum Tinsley. He'll kick it out to the left side and taking it down to about the 47-yard line on a little screen pass.
Pass complete for number 15.
Looks like number 15, that is Isaac Fripp. He's had a couple of catches here this afternoon. And Farmington, again, their offense does move the ball.
They said there is a flag out on the field. I believe they're trying to figure out where to mark this ball at. I believe they're going to mark him down at the just shy of the 45. So my apologies, maybe no flag, just a little confusion on what the where the spot should have been.
So they move it out to the 44.5, almost 45-yard line. First down and 10 there for Farmington. Here's a snap, and they try to hand it off. They do hand it off to Lout, who's coming around this side, hit hard and brought down. Again, that's Walker Lout taking the punishment but getting the ball out beyond the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Farmington just trying to string together some plays here, try to maybe try to basically will yourself back into this ball game down by four scores. Definitely no off switch on this Brent Eckley offense.
Three wide receivers out to the left as Tinsley rolls out that way. Now he throws it downfield. He's got a man. Nice catch out there by Walker Lout. Another one-handed catch down at the 28-yard line of the Kirkwood Pioneers. Wow.
That was a heck of a catch. Just stuck his hand out there. And luckily, almost like he had super glue out there as he was able to track that thing and reel it in and gives Farmington nice field position now at the Kirkwood 27.
Brings up the old days when NFL players used that sticky stuff all over their hands. And they'd run up and down the field and just put their hands up in the air and just kind of stick to the ball. It's all been outlawed now. Here's a handoff. Around a little confusion to McCarthy as he tries to run it around the left side, and he is hit and thrown for a loss. So I was telling you, Muggsy Bogues, they talked to him on Facebook, and then a friend of mine, or one of my students wanted to talk to a friend of mine, Natalie Sago, who's the NBA referee, so they talked to her. And this other kid in my classroom wanted to talk to somebody famous, so he found an email online to supposedly somebody important at NASA. I'll tell you how this one ends coming up here in just a second. So he emailed the guy, and as Farmington sets up, he emails the guy from NASA, and about 3 minutes later, my phone rings, and somebody from Washington, D.C. wants to know who the heck just emailed the guy from NASA. Here's a pass over the top, caught in about the five-yard line for a touchdown, and the Farmington Knights are on the board again. Nice catch by Isaac Fripp down there at about the five. The defender was down there with him, but he reached up and pulled it down. And it's 70-48.
Yeah, and I think the Kirkwood faithful are getting a little anxious here as the most they've given up this season is 35, and now Farmington looking to add point number 49 on this ball game. So it's been a rough day for Kirkwood defensively compared to what their season average is, but that was a nice pitch and catch, and Fripp did a nice job to catch that ball and fall his way into the end zone.
So another touchdown for the Knights. 9:56 left. Do they have it in them? We'll see when we come back. 70-49. Knights trail it by 21 to Kirkwood. You're listening to High School Football on KFMO.
Car not starting?
Yeah, it just started doing this, and I don't know who to trust to take care of it.
You should take it to Black Knight Automotive in Farmington. They specialize in battery replacement, oil changes, AC work, and so much more.
Okay, I'll call and make an appointment today.
Call Black Knight Automotive in Farmington today at 573-664-1213. And if you're a Farmington student or employee, you can show your ID badge, and you'll receive 10% off your purchase.
This is A.J. Ofadale, head coach of the Festus Tigers, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Well, Farmington about to kick off. Are we going to see an onside kick? They need points. They need to get back into this game. They're down by 21. Here's the kick. It's kicked long and deep, and it's headed towards the out-of-bounds line, and it will go out-of-bounds at about the 18, so that'll bring it out to around the 40 for Kirkwood. Not what the Knights were looking for.
And you heard Coach A.J. O'Fadale as we came back to coverage. His team has officially headed now to the Class 4 Final Four as they defeat Sullivan 42-7. They are looking to face the winner of, I believe it was Warrensburg and Kearney. And it is, yes, Warrensburg and Kearney. And the assumption is that they will face Kearney next week. So good luck to A.J. O'Fadale and the Tigers.
Got O'Fadale. You've got Macklin here. At one time, Franklin was at Vashon. The Mizzou connection is all over the state here. Here's a handoff now to Griffin. He'll take it up the gut down to about the 42-yard line, and Colin Griffin is picking up more yardage as he takes it to the 42 of the Kirkwood Pioneers.
He's had a heck of a day with four touchdowns. Maybe not a ton of yards on the ground, but he's definitely had some strikes. We've got a long discussion we're going to have about who gets pizza after this ball game, courtesy of Little Caesars at Farmington.
Here's the quarterback, Owens. He gives a hard count, then backs up and looks to the sideline. Kirkwood going to eat up as much of the clock as they possibly can. 9:19 to go in this one. Farmington really does need a turnover at this point. Some kind of a big play. Here is Colin Griffin walking the ball up the middle. He's got it down to about the 49-yard line before the Farmington Knights throw him back. And I believe he's got enough for the first down.
That'll be another pickup of seven back-to-back plays. And we've got a Pioneer down, and it may be Griffin as he is. We've got Pioneer down over on the far hash marks.
If it is Griffin, he did this earlier in the game where he ran through, got a big long run down to about the 20-yard line, I think it was. Once he was tackled, then he laid down on his back and rolled around for a minute, and then he stood up, and he does exactly the same thing now, which is good news for this Kirkwood ball club. Maybe a little stinger or something, getting hit a little hard, and he just kind of has to wear it off or something.
Now we've got a coach all the way out at the far hash marks talking to the officials, and I believe it's going to turn into a friendly chat, but definitely got a conversation going on about something out there.
And I got another official who's going to come over and help talk to him about something. I don't know what he's upset about, if he's upset about holds or upset about calls or whatever, but this Kirkwood team, about everything has gone their way here this afternoon, up 70-49.
I mean, they do have a little bit of a complaint, as they've been penalized pretty frequently in this ball game. It still hasn't necessarily hindered them all that much. I don't think if you polled the Kirkwood faithful, they'd be giving this crew an approval, but they've definitely gone Kirkwood's way so far today.
Little pitched out to the wide receiver, Shores Jr., and he is caught and brought down by Josh McCarty. Looked like he was about to turn that into a big gain, possibly six, but McCarty brings him down, and Shores Jr. is down on the ground as well.
Yeah, him. Shores and McCarthy both kind of got their legs tangled up on that tackle and just weren't unable to kind of unhook them. They did an extra little body roll forward after that tackle, and looks like he's needing just a second down here on the near sideline.
Well, we hope so. Hope everything's all cool with him. I know we've had a number of players that have been hit hard here today and had to lay down for a bit, and watching some of the Farmington players, a couple of them limping to the sidelines, but Shores Jr. is back up on his feet, and he's actually going to go back into the huddle as they get ready to talk about all of this.
Yeah, we'll see if he sets one play out and maybe just needed a moment to recuperate. I think the official is telling him that, well, they're going to let him go out there. So I'm going to let Travis Shores Jr. continue to play in this ballgame.
Wind the clock. It's at 8:20 and counting. Now a flag called in the backfield. What do you got?
Flag on the team.
I don't know. We can't see from this side because they do all the hand signals to the opposite side of the field.
We may have had too many players out on the field. I believe Bodie Mansfield was out there to take Shores' position, and Shores stayed out there. So I believe we may have had 12 men out there for Kirkwood.
Could very well be. So that brings up second down now. They move the ball back to about the original line of scrimmage, second and 10. Handoff now to Griffin. Griffin's got a hole up the middle. He's hit and brought down at about the 46-yard line of the Farmington Knights. So he picked up about 4 or 5 yards there. Should be third down and 5, I believe.
Yeah, and this is manageable here, and I wouldn't expect Kirkwood to punt if they don't get this third down conversion, I would expect them to go ahead and try to go for it, as they've kept the starters in. I don't think they haven't taken their foot off the gas yet. They know if Farmington gets a couple more possessions, this game could get real interesting.
Yeah, 7:32 to go and counting. Clock is running. Play clock at 14 and counting. Owens hanging on. Now a whistle, and I think Kirkwood wants a timeout. They're talking about something, and I believe that's what's going to happen. Timeout on the field. Kirkwood takes it. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, more high school football. 7:25 to go in this one. 70-49, Kirkwood on top of Farmington. It is Class 5 quarterfinal action on AM 1240 KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Hi, this is Corey Schweiss, head coach of the Central Rebels, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
That back to Owens. He'll back up. He's looking downfield. He'll launch it deep downfield to the right side to Eberhardt. He reaches up to catch it. He can't hold on to it. Kirkwood wants a flag for holding, but the ball falls to the turf, incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and four.
Yeah, and Jackson Tinsley was down there. He had decent coverage, had his arm up in the air, and he was face guarding. Could have had a discussion about having his head turned around. He never really played the ball. He more played the man.
Right.
But the ball did come up short of Eberhardt and just wasn't able to get back through the body of Tinsley, and that'll bring up fourth and five.
Fourth and five. If Farmington needs a stop here, they could get some good field position if they can make the stop. Here is Owens in the backfield. Again, the clock running at 7:19. Actually stopped at 7:19 after the incomplete pass. And Owens looking to the sideline to get a little information as the play clock still sets at 20, and it goes down as we speak.
And I would be stunned if Kirkwood takes maybe a delay of game, try to give their punter a little bit more room. Now they're going to line up and go for it.
All right, Owens again. Cooper Owens, the quarterback, in the backfield. He's got Griffin, I believe, on the right side. He'll back up looking for the pass. He's looking downfield. Farmington's got good coverage so far. He can't find anybody. He's running around the outside. He's going to take it himself, trying to get the first down. Does he get enough to get past the yard marker? Let's see where they mark him as he went out of bounds on the opposite side of the field.
The head referee is the one that's marking this spot, and he's putting it all the way back at the Farmington 42-yard line.
Now Owens is screaming that he got the first down, but nope, it's going to be a turnover on downs as Farmington holds them on fourth and four, but barely, and they'll get the ball back with 7:09 left to go in this game.
Yeah, that's surprising, and the head referee is the one that came over and emphatically pointed that I believe he must have stepped out of bounds before he reached the ball out, as that's the main complaint that Kirkwood's had, is that he reached the ball out, and he definitely did. But was his foot out of bounds before then? But now Farmington got a little bit of a chance here. They're going to be up or down 21, but they're going to have the ball here.
Chance to bring it back within two scores if they can do that. 7:09 to go in this one, 70-49. Kirkwood on top. Here's Tatum Tinsley. Ball is snapped, and we've got a whistle. We have a flag. Or no, we've got another timeout, I think.
Yeah, Kirkwood's going to take another timeout here.
All right, Kirkwood takes a timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. This has been a really entertaining game, a game that's moved so fast that sometimes we have a hard time catching up to it, figuring out what's what and who's where. But this has been a very entertaining game. And I'm thinking if you're the Farmington Knights and the score winds up being exactly like this, you know, somebody asks you, hey, how'd you do? Well, we scored 49 points, but the other team scored 70. And I know that's going to be a disappointing loss if that winds up this way, but man, this Farmington Knights team has really shown they can play with the big boys. They just need a little more defense.
Yeah, and I think that's something that can be improved upon. This is still a work in progress. And, I mean, this is a very functional work in progress that we've seen from Brent Eckley's squad this year. I mean, they've really had a turnaround from losing in the first game of the district playoffs last year to making it all the way and giving Kirkwood a real run for their money here in the state quarterfinal. I mean, that's a heck of a turnaround in 1 year's time. And, I mean, they've still got an opportunity here. You never know. A lot of ball game left to go here in this one still.
First and 10, the ball on the Farmington 42, 7:07 to go in this one. Kirkwood's down to their last timeout. Farmington still has all three. Now a man in motion is Isaac Fripp. He turns around. He stops. He looks like he doesn't know where he's supposed to go. And now I think Farmington is going to call a timeout because there's confusion on the field. Yeah. Isaac Fripp started on the opposite side, went in motion, and then he just stopped, turned around, and looked at the quarterback. And the quarterback looked over to the sideline. And I think that's when Eckley said, hey, hang on, let's call a timeout here.
Yeah, he just about ripped his headphone headset off. I think there was confusion. I think Fripp was lined up in the proper spot that Eckley wanted him, but not in where Tinsley wanted him. I think there was some miscommunication on how to line up out of a timeout. And that's never a good sign whenever you take a timeout and then have confusion on what you want after that. And that could hurt them if they are able to get a couple stops here. You never know how much that timeout could hurt them, as they're going to need all the basically time they can get. And Kirkwood already down to they have one timeout left to go in this ball game. So still a lot to be played for here late in this one with a 3-score ball game.
Farmington with the ball at the 42-yard line. 7:07 to go. Here's the snap back to Tinsley. He'll roll out. Now he's looking to the right. He's got a man out there. That is McCarthy. He makes the catch at the 49-yard line. Stays in bounds. The clock keeps running as Josh McCarthy picks up almost enough for a first down. Let's see where they mark him. Just a little shy of a first down.
Yeah, and that was his numerical counterpart, Eberhardt, doing a nice job to wrap him up and bring him down. He may be one of the only bodies out there that may be bigger than McCarthy's, able to keep up with him.
Here is the snap to Tinsley. Got a man downfield, turns around on the defense, and now a flag is thrown, and they're going to get Kirkwood on, looks like maybe pass interference, and the Kirkwood fans do not agree.
Yeah, it's definitely pass interference, but the way this game has been called, you got to wonder that the flag came out in that spot. And that time it was Cole Johnson, the senior back there in coverage, and just wasn't able to give Isaac Fripp an opportunity to catch that football. And, man, that'll give Farmington a big opportunity here. Should move that ball. They're going to spot it all the way down at the Kirkwood 34-yard line.
It'll be first and 10 at the 34, 6:36 to go. Yeah, I think the problem with that, what they have a problem with, there's been several questionable plays like that early in the game, and they haven't been called, and they called it now, and Kirkwood is like, really? Where were the other calls? Wide receivers three to the right. McCarthy is out to your right, three to the left. Now, Tinsley goes back for a pass, and he is sacked in the backfield on the 42. Wow. Coming out of nowhere was Randall Richardson, along with a few other folks from Kirkwood, to pull him down. He just could not get away. Second and 17 now. Ball at the 41, 6 minutes and change to go. They throw it to Isaac Fripp. Fripp's up the middle. He's got some yards. He's back to and possibly got the original line of scrimmage. Down to the 31-yard line.
Able to get that yardage back from the sack. Still bring up third and long here. Ball is at the 32-yard line, so bring up third and eight.
Third and eight at the 32, 5:45 and counting left in this game. You hear the Kirkwood fans stomping the seats, hollering for their defense to make a play here. They're still up by 21 with 5 minutes and counting, 5.5 minutes and counting. Here's Tinsley backing up. He's under pressure. He'll dump it off left side. It's caught out there by Lout. Lout will take it down. He's got the first down, or close to a first down. He is down to about the 25-yard line, and I think he's going to be short. What's going to bring up fourth down in about a yard and a half to 2 yards.
Yeah, they're going to need 1 yard here. And Lout did all he could to try to get there. Just wasn't able to reach that ball out there far enough. Bring up fourth and one.
Tight set for Tatum Tinsley. He'll take the snap. He'll take it up the middle. He has the first down, and Farmington stays in business as they get it down to about the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Needed one. Got about four as they're going to be just outside the red zone once again and keeping this drive alive and keeping their season alive.
4:49 to go in this one. The clock is now rolling as Tinsley goes out to get the signal. He looks to the sideline, says something to his running back, who moves to the right side. That is Lout. Lout now will go out to a wide receiver position just behind McCarthy. Snap back to Tinsley. He fakes. Now he throws to the left side, a little screen pass. We got a flag in the backfield, and something's going to happen here. And I think maybe somebody got tripped up. Maybe a tripping call here in the backfield, but it's going to be a hold on Farmington. You hear the Bronx cheer from the Kirkwood faithful.
Yeah, and that was Quinn Milliken who got dragged down to the ground, and he was a little slow to get up here on this near side. So that'll back up, should back up Farmington 10 yards from that line of scrimmage. We'll see where they end up stopping, and they will go ahead and mark the ball at the 31. So 10-yard penalty on that play, bring up first and 20.
Farmington coming back out, first and 20. Ball on the 31, 4:25 to go in this game. Trailing by 21 points at this juncture. Their offense has been good all day long. Their defense finally came up with an answer or two here or there, but not enough. Tatum Tinsley, again the quarterback. The clock is running. He rolls out to his left, stops, turns, throws across the middle. It's caught and dropped. And a hard hit out there by number four, Jacob Eberhardt, as the ball was intended, I believe, for McCarthy. He could not hang on to it as two guys converged on him and really popped him good.
Yeah, Frank Luckett came in on the other side of that Pioneer sandwich with McCarthy in the middle, and that was going to be a tough catch for him to make. And Tinsley kind of putting his receiver not in a great position, but McCarthy's able to get up and shake it off and bring up second and long.
Second and 20 still. Looking to the sidelines is Tinsley. Clock is set and still at 4:02. He will move when the ball is snapped. Tinsley takes the snap, drops back, looks. He's got a man down the side. That man goes down, and another flag comes in.
And Isaac Fripp was shoved down on that far sideline in coverage. I believe it was Henry again. It was Jordan Henry over there. I believe that's who they're going to call it on. We'll see if it gets to be a holding or if it's going to be a pass interference call.
The two officials are going to, now the officials are going to talk, and they're going to bring it back to the original line and mark it, see how many yards they get out of this. So I'm sure it's going to be a holding call, I guess.
No, they're going to mark it all the way. Wow, that's going to be a 15-yard pass interference penalty there.
So 15-yard pass interference penalty. 3:57 left to go in this one. Ball is going to move all the way down to the 16-yard line. Now, if you're Farmington, you want to get a score, and you want to do it quickly because the clock is your enemy now. That would pull you within 14. Then, of course, you're going to have to get the ball back somehow. Here's Tatum Tinsley. Lone man in the backfield. Backs up. He's being chased. He rolls out to the right. He throws it. Sideline end zone. Caught. Is he inbounds? No. Farmington's receiver, and I believe it was McCarthy again. It looked like he made the catch. He just could not stay in bounds.
Well, he caught it, but I think the ball came out after he hit the ground, so wasn't able to maintain possession after he was brought down. And that was close because he caught that ball in the end zone, but a nice job being tackled there by the Kirkwood defense, able to force that ball out and bring up third and five. And like you mentioned, they're going to definitely be taking some shots toward the end zone there, and Kirkwood survives the first one.
Farmington sets up again. This time you've got Lout in the backfield with Tinsley. Probably for some protection. Nope, they dump it off to Lout. He's out to the right side. He's to the 10. He's down to the 6-yard line. He's finally hit at about the 6 or 7-yard line. They'll mark it somewhere in there. And it'll be Farmington first and goal.
Needed 5, and I believe he got 8. I believe they're going to mark him down at the Kirkwood 8-yard line. So first and goal. And we're going to get another timeout, I believe, by Kirkwood. So this should be their final timeout of the half.
So another timeout. Kirkwood, their final timeout. Farmington has 2 left. Remember, they had to take 1 timeout because there was so much confusion on a play. You look across the other way, you see the Farmington faithful sitting on the edge of their seats. A few Kirkwood fans sitting on the edge of theirs. They're still up by 21 with 3:38 to go. A touchdown here and an extra point would make it 14. I don't know. It's It's possible, but you got to have some defense, and you've got to be able to get that ball back.
Well, we've seen more miraculous things, and we'll definitely be seeing some onside kicks here. You never know. You may get a bounce that goes your way once, but you're right. You're probably looking at having to get at least one stop, and Kirkwood's run offense has been pretty effective at times today. It's been more of the passing game that's really kind of hurt Farmington today. So we'll see if Colin Griffin and the Kirkwood Pioneers may be able to run this clock out if they're able to get possession here. And Farmington, they're looking to try to get a touchdown to at least give themselves a chance to get the onside kick.
Tatum Tinsley in the backfield with Lout. Walker Lout, the sophomore. Now the pass is thrown across the outside into the end zone for Isaac Fripp, and it's too long. Goes out of bounds. Bring up second down and 8 inside the 10-yard line for the Farmington Knights.
Yeah, and that play was there just a little bit too much mustard over there. It would have been a difficult catch trying to go over the top all the way across the field. And definitely not a bad decision by Tinsley to throw it all the way out of the end zone as well. Definitely don't want to underthrow the ball like that.
Tinsley in the backfield with Lout. Sends a man in motion. That's Isaac Fripp. Now he'll pitch it out left side to Lout. Lout's got some room. He's out to the 5-yard line, but he gets down to about the 3, and that is where he is tackled. And Lout jumps up knowing that they need to preserve as much clock as possible and tosses the ball to the official. It'll be 3rd down and goal at the 3-yard line. Here comes Tinsley running it up the gut. Does he get it into the end zone? It looks like he'll be marked down at about the 1-yard line.
I think there's an argument to be made that he's somewhere in that pile of bodies. He got the ball, just the tip of the ball, across the plane, but our officials aren't going to be able to see that. It's going to be 4th and goal. Farmington has to score.
4th and 1. They give it to Tinsley, quarterback keeper, up the gut, into the end zone. What is it? Did he catch him into the end zone, or is it a 4th down or a turnover on downs?
The only signal we've seen is touchdown from this near side official, and it was run to the other side of the field. So I believe they're going to go ahead and call this a touchdown.
Well, they put the points on the board, 55 points now, and now another Kirkwood player down on the ground with 2:46 to go. Not much of a call down there, as we can't see from this angle. Did he actually get into the end zone? And none of the officials made any signals. One official on the far side came in marking it like he was going to put it down at about the 6-inch line. But another official over here on this side ruled a touchdown.
Yeah, that's just trying to follow these officials has been a challenge today. And we'll go ahead, and that is Eberhardt, the one that was injured, and he is getting some assistance to the sideline, getting help from the trainers. And that'll be a big loss if he is hurt seriously in this ball game.
Really hate to see anybody get hurt, especially in a late stage of the game, but my goodness, 70-55 the score right now. The Knights put up a lot of points here, and they're sending out the special teams to get the extra point to make it a 56 and a 2-score game.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
Go in this one. Snap back, ball down, kick is up and through the uprights, and the Knights have pulled within 14 at 70-56 with 2:46 to go in this one. We've seen stranger things happen in a game, but right now I think the biggest thing that has to happen is an onside kick that has to go back to the Knights, and they've got to get a quick touchdown.
Yeah, I think the fate of this ball game lies on this onside kick, like you mentioned. I don't think they can get 2 stops in this short amount of time. They do have 2 timeouts to play with, so if they're able to maybe get a couple of early stops on this drive and try to maybe get, you know, force Kirkwood into a passing situation, force an incomplete pass, you may be able to preserve a little bit of time that way. But you're going to be playing with fire if you aren't able to get this onside kick converted.
So Truman is going to try to kick this one sideways and see what the Farmington Knights can come up with. Some motion before the kick. Here it comes. It's kicked wide to the right side. It's fallen on by Kirkwood and just barely hanging on to it as they had their hands unit up front. I believe over there on that side it was number 83, and that is Max Owens, a wide receiver, and he caught it and just laid on top of it.
Yeah, and Bodie Mansfield was also over there, and definitely kicked right up into the Kirkwood player's basically knees, and he basically just kind of shut the knees on it and threw his hands on top of it and kind of curled up into a ball, and luckily he had a teammate to help kind of cover him up there. And Kirkwood now going to start at their own 46, and season going to be on the line on this drive for Farmington.
Well, right now Farmington needs a turnover of some sort. They've got to get the ball back quickly if they expect to try to get back into this one. Down 14, the handoff goes now to Griffin. Griffin comes up the middle. Farmington pulling and tugging on that ball, but they pull Griffin down at about the 49-yard line.
Stop by number 64, Colin McNeil.
So the Colin McNeil making the stop over there. Another sophomore.
And Farmington not electing to take the timeout after that play. We're going to let the clock run.
Anderson Tischer in on that one as well, according to the PA announcer. And Farmington, with that clock running at 2:11, is watching their season go away. 12 seconds on the play clock. They're going to let that run down to nothing, and the snap will come right at about 2:02. Here's a handoff now to Griffin. Griffin will take it out to about the 46-yard line of the Farmington Knights. It'll bring up third down, but again, the clock is running with 1:57. And I think Farmington finally took a timeout.
Yes, they did. And be about third and two coming up here for Kirkwood. And Farmington's going to have to get a stop here. And wouldn't be surprised to see Kirkwood take to the ground one more time to make sure Farmington burns that timeout, regardless of whether they convert the third down or not.
Well, the Farmington Knights, 56 points on the board against a very good Kirkwood team. What did you say they were averaging, like 10 points a game in their last few games? And that's all they were giving up. And this Farmington Knight team really put it on them offensively. But defensively, they have struggled all day long. And you can tell by the score, giving up 70 points to this really good Kirkwood offense.
Yeah, I think that's the emphasis of this game, is that you have the offense to keep up with a lot of these guys. It's just the defensive effort just wasn't quite up there and just unable to match up with the Kirkwood athletes.
Owens gives it off now to Griffin. He may have a first down. If he does, that is probably the game right now, as he moves it down to about the 43, and they will give him a first down. And that means with 1:54 to go in this one, it's first and 10 for the Kirkwood Pioneers, and only one timeout for Farmington. So a couple of snaps and this game could be over.
I'm trying to figure out. Kirkwood was upset about something, but they've got the first down, and they will go ahead and start lining up in victory formation and try to get this ball game done. We've got a coach out there barking at the referee still.
I'm not sure exactly what they're yelling at. Maybe they think the clock should still be running. So finally Owens just goes up there and says, hey, I'm going to get it and take a knee. And he does. And Farmington's letting this clock run.
I believe the play clock wasn't the full 40 seconds. I think that may have been what the signal was there. But Kirkwood's going to let this clock bleed out. And, well, I say that, Brent Eckley's going to go ahead and make him kneel it out a couple more times as he's going to take his final timeout.
1:01 left to go in this one, 70-56, and it has been a absolutely entertaining game here this afternoon, but a game that the Farmington Knights, really, you can't hang your head on this one. I mean, there are going to be some sad players, some sad fans, especially those who have seniors here at this game that are playing today, Tatum Tinsley being one of those seniors, but there's a younger nucleus still there with this ball club that will be back next year. And they just need a couple of big plays on the defensive side as they come back next year, and obviously going to look for a new quarterback next year.
Yeah, and I think the big thing about this year was that they got the community back involved and invested in this ball club. There was a lot of, almost hate to say, apathy about this ball club the last few years, and this team has really kind of brought them back and really made the town excited about Black Knight football again, and a heck of a turnout for Farmington today over there on that far sideline as Kirkwood takes another knee, and they will bleed the clock a little bit more.
47 seconds left to go in this one, and Owens will just stand up there behind the center. Cooper Owens, 6'2", 170 pounds. You said before the game that he had thrown for quite a few yards this year, and he's thrown for a lot again today. Final score, Kirkwood 70, Farmington 56. Both teams coming out to meet on the field. We're going to get some stats for you. We're going to try to find some coaches for you as well as we wrap this one up. It is quarterfinal action, Class 5 quarterfinal action from Farmington, where the Kirkwood Pioneers win 70-56 over the Farmington Knights. You've been listening to it all afternoon on KFMO Park Hills. Back with more on your sports leader in the Parkland, AM 1240 KFMO.